It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And a pleasant good evening and welcome to the Palace. Jeff Hobbs and the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely. We're going to bring you Fort Recovery Indian Tournament basketball tonight here from Coldwater. The Indians face a familiar foe, and that's the Minster Wildcats of Mike McClurg, and a team that beat up on the Indians midseason. They finished in the middle, third in the MAC. Indians fought a little bit lower this year in the MAC, and we'll talk about that in just a few. We'll hear from both of the head coaches. I want to say thanks to Fort Recovery Market for being our opening pregame show sponsor as always, and the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely, joins me tonight. Big Fee.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going, buddy?
Always a great place here at the Palace to play tournament basketball.
Sectional basketball is the greatest. I tell you what, there's nothing better than two MAC teams going at it, and huge crowd on both sides. It'll be a fun game, and hopefully we can give them a little better game we did during the season.
I'm betting that we're going to talk about a game that happened about 7 years ago, 8, 9, 10 years ago now, the new Knoxville Rangers and the Fort Recovery Indians. It was pretty special in this place.
Yes, it was, buddy. It was fun for me. I tell you what, my kid was on the team, and if somebody would have told me the second half Greg Collick wasn't going to score a point, we were going to win the game somehow.
I would have said, you are crazy. Or as my good buddy Bill Stogger would say, full-blown
crazy.
But bottom line, 10 years later, here are your Fort Recovery Indians taking on the Minster Wildcats. And this is the Minster Wildcat team. We're going to talk to Mike McClurg here in just a couple minutes, Big V.
Yeah.
They are big. 6'9", 6'7". The Schulze boy, first team all league, and then you got a nice guard to go with that in Mikey Kettner. This is a club that has all the pieces.
Yep. And I tell you what, they've kind of been an up and down team this year. They've had some great games, and our game was one of them. They shot lights out. I thought it was the greatest team I've ever seen. But then they've had a couple letdowns during the season. So you know, any given night, you never know.
This is a Minster Wildcat team that comes in at 15-7 overall. They were 6-3 in the Midwest Athletic Club conference. They tied for third place with Delta St. John's. Your Fort Recovery Indians 12-11 now on the season. Actually, it's 11-11, isn't it? We're missing the game. So 11-11,
yep,
and they were 3-6 overall in the MAC. And again, you right before you walked in, Harold, the St. Henry Redskins, they knock off. They cut the nets down for a special title. That's a nice looking club, too. Jeez, the MAC itself, you got
solid
the ball all in the fieldhouse this year.
Yep.
It's about as good as it's been for a while.
It has been. It reminds me of the years of Cody back then. I mean, there's about four or five teams in that MAC that is good. I tell you what, Fort Recovery Field's a great team. We got a very nice team, and like you said, we only got three wins in the MAC. That's how tough it is out there today.
I talked to Coach Bayshore, again, we'll get to hear some of those comments here in just a couple minutes, but bottom line is, this is a good Fort Recovery team. They've got some nice pieces, and again, if they come out and play well tonight, they can go home a winner.
Oh, absolutely. If we play like we're capable of, we have some pieces that, like you said, we got Petey Judy's and all, first teamer that he can go off on you at any point in time. When you got a kid like that, you never know. It's hard to stop a guy like that, and hopefully he's on his game tonight.
Well, let's talk all league. All league teams came out a week ago, and Minster has two first teamers, two second teamers, and an honorable mention player. So, again, tells you they got all the pieces, Steve.
Yep.
And the Indians have a first team all league player and an honorable mention. First team all MAC, and that's impressive. It always is Peyton Judy, the senior, and again, he's the leading scorer for the Indians. I talked to Coach Bayshore. You know, they need him to score, but he's also a guy that sets the table for other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like these last few games, he's not been scoring as many points, but he's been a great asset for the team. He's been getting the ball distributed to the right people, and we've looked really well. It looked good the last couple of games that we've played. Even in a loss to Van Buren, we had a great game there, I thought.
Well, and Coach McClurg talked about that. He said that a lot of their focus in practice this week has been about Peyton Judy. Again, he said, Fort Recovery is dangerous. They they have some pieces, and he realizes that. And I was open on Wednesday night when we did the Sports Talk Radio that maybe this Minster Club would be looking beyond Fort Recovery, but listening to Coach McClurg, and all coaches don't look beyond anybody.
Sure.
I think he's been preaching this week. You better not look beyond this purple team.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think, Coach McClurg's smart enough. He knows if you're playing a MAC school, you better be ready, because they can come out and play good. And I think hopefully they come in a little bit overconfident, because they dismantled us at Fort Recovery, but they also shot about 17 for 20 from the three-point line, so it was ridiculous how good they were.
And again, let's talk about those Minster Wildcats. They had two first-teamers, Mike Kettner, the starting point guard tonight, and Jared Schulze, the 6'9 center in the middle, the big fella. On the second team, Cody Frericks, a 6'7 senior forward. Jack Heitbrink, he's a wing player, also a senior. So, again, you got four seniors there, Coach.
Yeah.
Again, this team's going to take a hit from graduation.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're going to come down to reality again next year. But I tell you what, he's got a college front line right now. It's 6'9", 6'7", 6'5". I mean, that's the big kids now in Division IV.
They are, and the only guy that returns from the MAC lineup this year is Jacob Salazar. He is a junior, and he is an honorable mention all-league player for Minster. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, you're going to hear the comments of head coach Mike Bayshore, the head coach of your Fort Recovery Indians. You're listening to the Fort Recovery Wayne Street Market pregame show on Fort Recovery Radio.
Here are the Butcher's specials through Thursday, March 7th at Wayne Street Market. Their made-in-store bulk sausage is on sale for just $2.49 a pound. And their made-in-store casing sausage is just $3.59 a pound. No need to wait in line at the meat counter. These specials are already packaged and ready to grab and go in their meat display case. Stop by Wayne Street Market and get these great Butcher's specials now through Thursday, March 7th. Their sausage is $1 off a pound. Casing sausage for just $3.59 a pound. And bulk sausage for just $2.49 a pound. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
At Full Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Full Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And welcome back to tonight's Wayne Street Market pregame show. Now joined by Minster head coach Mike McClurg. And Mike, you got a really nice club. I've gotten to see you play twice this year. And unfortunately, you lost both of those games. So I mean, maybe it's my fault. But bottom line, you got a nice club. Size is not a problem for you. Talk about that.
Yeah, obviously, we have some size in the middle with Jared. You know, he's 6'9", and then Cody at 6'6". And we have some little bit of size coming off the bench, too. But not only that, I think Jack and Noah are pretty long as well. So it's going to be important for us tonight to maximize.
For sure. And bottom line is, when you get in this sectional tournament, you've been in a bunch of them, as either as assistant and now the head coach. Basically a MAC tourney. And if you don't bring it, you're going to go home.
Absolutely, absolutely. We know that. But, Fort Recovery, obviously, it can compete and has competed with every team in the MAC. So we know what we're up against tonight. We're going to have to play really well to win.
But talk about a couple of your players. You get two first-team all-leaguers, and again, the big fella, and then you got a nice guard. It's a really nice place to start when you got a big and you got a guard.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike does a really nice job for us at the point position. And then, obviously, Jared down on the block, he's long and he's pretty skilled. So it helps us a lot defensively as well. So.
Yeah, I can't let you out of here without, my daughter is probably, she's going to listen to this playback. She's going to be rooting for the Minster Wildcats tonight. She's a Cody Frericks fan. Cody Frericks, he spends a lot of time at my house for some reason. I kind of like that young man.
He's a great kid. He really is. Got a great personality. And, he's fun to be around. He works really hard, and obviously he takes a lot of pride in his rebounding. So I'm not ready to be be done with him yet.
Well, and I tell you, the thing about him is he does a lot of little things for you. Again, willing to get in the trenches, do some dirty work, take its yards, he'll make that pass and do things well. But and that's what I like about your team. Seems like watching them play, very unselfish, a group that likes each other.
They do. They care a lot for each other. So they play as a team, and nobody really cares who scores, you know. So Cody's one of those guys that kind of leads that charge.
Coach, up and down season this year, Max, really, really tough. I mean, in bottom line, what's the keys for tonight's victory?
I think we got to make sure we control. Obviously, they're big-time scorers, but we're going to have to check out. We want to make sure we win the rebounding war tonight and then not turn the ball over. We're going to have to make sure we handle it.
Coach, I'd like to tell you best of luck, but again, bottom line is best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Mike McClurg, head coach of the Mr. Wildcats, will take a timeout and be back right after this.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food.
And welcome back to the Palace. Jeff Hobbs and the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely, bringing you sectional basketball. Your Fort Recovery Indians against the Minster Wildcat. And Tenderloin Tuesday. I have had a couple of those tenderloin sandwiches in my day, and
absolutely
they are phenomenal.
Bad.
But again, I was wrong. You got to hear Mike McClurg first. Harold, you got to listen to some of his comments. I think from listening to him, you can tell that he likes his team. And,
sure does,
and he actually has a lot of respect for Mike Bayshore's club.
I think so, too. I mean, he's not going to overlook us by any means, but especially with your interview there. You can really tell. He knows this is going to be a battle. I'm sure he's preached all week about don't worry about that first game. You know, this is a new night. It's a new night, new ball game, and it's tournament time. So you got to be ready to play. Like you said, you better bring your game, or you're going to go home.
Well, and again, you talked about it. You touched on it. You got to see it at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, 78-47.
Unbelievable.
And so that is a trip to the woodshed that the Indians got when the Wildcats came to the Forsyth.
It was.
You got to watch that, and you said they really shot the ball well.
Oh, my. The three-point line was unbelievable. I mean, they like you said, they've got to guard the inside, the outside play. And, man, when the big kid, he gets it back out to him. And if you don't guard the outside perimeter, they will kill you. And I mean, they did that night. We were running all over the place, but they were getting that extra pass and getting that little quick shot and just drilling them.
Well, and Coach Bayshore, you're going to hear after our next timeout, he talked about controlling tempo. And, again, I saw them play early in the season. You know that Delta St. John, very, very well coached at the Vatican. They take out the Minster Wildcats early in the season, 49-45.
Yeah.
Totally different game than what you saw at the Forsyth.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say St. John slowed it down and it went their tempo instead of Minster's. And obviously, we didn't do that job in Fort Recovery because they did what they wanted.
Well, and as I told Coach, I mean, his Minster Wildcats are 0-2 with my eyes on them. Let's hope maybe they go 0-3
tonight.
It's
a good luck charm for us.
We went over and watched some play against the Fort Laramie Redskins, a team the Indians played this year, and that's a good club, but not a great club.
No.
It's not a great Fort Laramie team, and they went into Minster, beat them in overtime, a team that I think absolutely Minster was better than.
That's
what you hope for maybe tonight, that the team that is the underdog probably coming into this thing, the team in purple, comes away with a big win.
Well, I feel like Mike Bayshore, coach will go in there, and he'll have the kids loose, and we got nothing to lose. It's all, they're the ones with the pressure on them, we're not. Go out there, play relaxed, have some fun, and see what happens. If we can make some shots, let's stay in this thing to the fourth quarter and see if we can't pull an upset.
Well, speaking of Mike Bayshore, you'll get to hear his comments right after this. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the Wayne Street Market pregame show on Fort Recovery Radio.
Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Large-piece combo kits are $150 off. Stop by Wenglery's Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in the area and save big money on a qualifying kit. Experience service, selection, and tradition at Wenglery's Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
Outside. mud, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires will have enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And welcome back to tonight's pregame show. As always, Notes from the Coast, sponsored by Hastings Auto, the good people. Go down and see the voice of the Indians, Harold Peely. He'll take good care of you. Joined now by head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Mike Bayshore. Mike, a big task for you tonight. I mean, anytime you come to these sessions, you've been through a few of them. Again, at Versailles and now Fort Recovery. You basically, it's a MAC tournament. And again, it's man-sized every night.
Yeah, there's no easy games. After you get out of that first round, you're, like you said, it's basically a MAC tournament. And, you know, it's kind of like the old days in the Big East where it's just a kind of a bloodbath, and you're hoping that, effort can carry you through a game like this. You know, your effort maybe can carry you through a bad shooting performance, but, you know, you got to have hustle, and you got to be ready to go to war, and that's what it'll be tonight.
And tonight you get the Minster Wildcats. It's a good ball club, a team that you played earlier in the year, and you know what kind of talent they have. They have great size inside. You know, that's going to pose a problem for you, but you also, they got pretty nice guards, and they like to shoot threes. So talk about your preparation.
You know, like we've talked about all week, we went back and tried to simplify what we do so the kids don't have a little too much going on in their heads. And we went back and watched a ton of film on Minster, what teams did that worked against them, what teams did that didn't work against them. We went back and watched our film against them and where we went wrong. You know, there was a stretch in the third quarter where we got it down to 7 and we're playing pretty well, and then they got hot again from the outside. We've really got to focus on being patient. You know, we preached to our kids this week about if we can keep this game in the 40s, then we feel like we have a really good shot at coming out on top. But they have a lot of firepower, and so, you know, we're going to have to make shots, and simple as that, and we're going to have to rebound, and that's a tough task when you got a 6'9 kid on the other side. But, you know, our kids had a really good couple days of practice after the big win Tuesday, so we're playing with a lot of heart right now, and something we hadn't necessarily done all year, but I feel like we're going in the right direction right now.
Well, and talk about that. A good win over Waynesfield Goshen, a team that you should have beaten. You know that. But bottom line is you still got to go out and play. This time of year we talk about it's one and done time. So, again, every practice might be the last one when you get ready for game time. So, good win against Waynesfield Goshen. Got this tournament run off to a good start.
Yeah, you know, especially when you're favored to win, you always want to make sure that you play well and you don't just skate by, which we did it. We had an excellent second half, not allowing them to have any breathing room or any hope, you know, to get them and beat them by 35. That was a big win for our kids, where I thought every one of our kids that got in did something to contribute, and we played well. We ran a couple sets, but ran them to perfection, and that's when we're playing on our best, when we can run our sets and make 5, 6, 7 ball reversals in our offense and wear the defense down, which is what we did. And I'm awful proud of the way they played Tuesday night.
Well, before we let you out here, let's focus on a couple players. Maybe a guy that's key to what goes on is Petey Judy, and again, all-league player and well-deserving. He's a guy that is going to be a focal point for Minster tonight. But I think for you guys to play well and be where you want to be mid-fourth quarter, he has to play well.
Yeah, he definitely has to play well. He needs some help from his teammates. You know, Clay and Clay Smith and Grant have been playing really well lately. So if they can keep scoring, that's going to help him out a little bit. You know, Petey's just got to be focused on, a lot of times when you're in his situation, you try to force the issue a little bit too much. He's kind of got to let it come to him a little bit. You know, he's got to, we look for ways to get him easy baskets, you know, running in transition where they might be able to lose him in transition and stuff like that, because he's an excellent shooter. Once he gets hot, then we just want to ride his back all the way. But, you know, there's nobody out there who wants to win more than Petey. So, you know, I think he'll have a good game. This is kind of kid he is. So.
Well, let's talk about, again, last thing, turnovers and making free throws. And, again, you talk about not giving up too many second opportunities. I mean, those are always, in any game, any situation, we've both been in a lot of trenches. You got to take care of the ball. You got to be that first guy on the floor. The hungriest dog usually runs the fastest. And so, again, bottom line is make some free throws and box out and only give up one,
one attempt, and those are some big keys.
Yeah, like I said, it's a lot of little things like that, like loose balls, rebounds. We have to want it more than they want it to stay in the game. And, that, you know, you come out and play flat, you're going to get run out of the gym. That goes either way. If they come out and play flat, they're liable to get run out of the gym, too. Like I said, we're ready for a war. You know, I think our kids have a lot of pride in what happened to them the first time. So I like our chances tonight.
Bottom line, Coach, we love the purple. You look good in purple. I always look good in purple. Let's get a W. Let's keep this bad boy rolling.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff.
Mike Bashore, your head coach, will take a timeout. When we come back, we'll give you some starting lineups right after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Wayne Glory's Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Large-piece combo kits are $150 off. Stop by Wayne Glory's Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in the area and save big money on a qualifying kit. Experience service, selection, and tradition at Wayne Glory's Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Jeff Hobbs and the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely. We'll throw it over to Big P. You got the starting lineup tonight.
I do. The visitors tonight are the Fort Recovery Indians. Their starting lineup goes like this. It's Grant Konafke at one guard position. Derek Judy's at the other. And Peyton Judy will play the forward position. Clay Schmitz also at a forward position. And Blaine Toby will be your inside guy tonight.
And again, go ahead. For the Minster Wildcats.
For the Minster Wildcats, they've got Cody Frerick, Jack Heitbrink, Noah Inking, Mike Kettner, and the big fella, Jared Schulte.
And again, bottom line, I think for the Indians to be where they want to be mid-fourth quarter tonight, Coach, they have got to eliminate the big fella inside,
yeah,
off the glass. They've got to do a decent job of controlling Kettner because he's the guy that's got the ball in his hands all the time. And I think, again, you heard Coach Bashore talk about, you know, Beattie's got to play well, and he will, but you've got to have that supporting cast. I think Clay Smith is a huge guy tonight. I think he's a guy that's big, he's strong, he's skilled, he can make a shot. And if he plays well, I think you hang around.
Absolutely, and now that you mentioned that, you know, his last two games, I feel like Clay's playing his best basketball right now. We talked a little bit about that on the show Wednesday night, you know, about getting your legs back out of football and stuff and getting into the basketball mode. And you know, it took him a while, but, you know, his last few games, the confidence is back, and he looks strong inside, and he's not afraid of anybody in there. So hopefully he shows us that tonight again.
And another guy just got announced, Grant Konafke, and he is a 6'1 junior. And, again, Grant's a guy that can get hot in a hurry, Harold, and you've seen it firsthand. He's a guy that can play, too. And so for him to score the basketball and get off to a good start, really, it's a mental thing for him sometimes. At least it was when he was younger.
Absolutely, Jeff. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. If this kid comes out and makes his first two shots, look out. It could be a crazy night for him.
And again,
but he also goes the other way. When he misses those shots, you know, if he if he can't let that offense kind of dictate his game, it's not a good thing either.
And again, Coach Bayshore shaking hands out there as the starting lineups are being introduced right now. And
yep.
Got a nice staff in Scotty Lind on his bench, Tony Overton, Coach Hubbard, Mark Hubbard, the legendary Mark Hubbard,
the legend.
Hubbard, and Bob Leverett, one of the greatest scorers in Fort Recovery.
Absolutely. One of the best.
So again, Coach Bayshore's got a nice group that sits next to him. And this will, again, you'll have to lean on that expertise tonight. Again, nice crowd here, as always.
Yep.
Probably three-fourths full here at the Palace. And again, generally, when you get two MAC squads, pretty much what you get.
This is about what you get. You come to expect this year in, year out anymore. And I tell you what, the next level, it just gets a little fuller. Once you get to Walpock and the district finals, they get bigger and bigger crowd.
Man, Coldwater does an outstanding job. Eric Goodwin does a fantastic job, the AD here. They take good care of everybody, including the teams and the media. And
boy, it does.
A terrific atmosphere. The lighting is excellent. It's just a nice place.
It is. It's a great place to play.
And I remember the first time ever coming in here, playing the Christmas tournament here. My first year, Cody and Greg, senior year, and beat Coldwater in the finals of that tournament this year. And,
crazy crowd.
Yes, it was. It was to the gills. And this place probably holds about 3,000, and there was probably about
3,000. And it was about 120 degrees up top. I know that.
And we're about ready to kick it off. So I want to say thank you to the Fort Recovery Market for the Wayne Street Market pregame, or the Wayne Street Market for our pregame show tonight. Tonight's tip-off, again, brought to you by the Tin Cupboard. The Tin Cupboard tip-off, and we'll get that for every help ball tonight. Tin Cupboard, we'll get to their commercial. Thank you. You can get great soup and salad in there.
Absolutely.
I'm not really a soup and salad guy, Harold. I mean,
meat potatoes guy, but
bottom line, it's good.
Man. Good food, good food.
Peyton Judy will take that jump. What a terrible toss, and they're going to throw it again.
Yeah, nice. That was bad.
Almost like a little do. We got a little do.
Hey, we got a second off the clock, too, boys. You might want to reset her.
Well, you got to do it.
There we go. We got it back to 8 minutes.
6'5", Peyton Judy again. 6'9", Jared Schulte in the Indian.
Jared.
So,
yes, sir.
So Petey goes up and gets it, and it'll be tipped over to Clay Smith. And Clay will go over the top to Derek Toby. And now swinging it around the top and around the circle. And then the invitation here. Good ball streak.
Big fellas. Boy, you talked about it in pregame. I think controlling this tempo is a huge thing for Fort Recovery tonight.
Wayne Toby, that fifth starter out there. And again, guy moves the ball. Peyton Judy, 17-foot pull-up. Got it.
That's a good start.
Yeah, I'd like to see. And Peyton pats himself on the chest and says, nice screen, boys. 15-footer in the book. 2-0. Indians draw first blood. And here comes Minster.
Here we go.
Kettner over to Heitbrink on the right wing, right in front of the Fort Recovery bench to Cody Ferris. And they'll guard him from the perimeter. He will not shoot threes. So,
yep.
Kettner goes off the ball screen and almost loses it.
I had a little pressure. Nice shot by
Now Ferris will take the jumper and he'll miss it. So again, you kind of talked him into it. One and done. Here, man, on the glass. And here come the Indians.
Here we go. Inside the blame.
Wayne Toby, Clay Smith. He goes left and he'll shoot the runner off the glass.
Oh,
no good.
A little hard off the glass. Nice move, though, by the sophomore.
Schulte pulls down the rebound off the Kettner, and there he goes. The Ferris. Really nice pass. Cody Ferris scores the first basket for the Minster Wildcats in transition.
Great pass by the point guard there.
Mike Kettner. So 2-2 is the score. 6.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. PEG over to Smith. To Toby. Swinging around the top. Pick Blaine Toby. Derek Judy back on top. Indians being very patient here. Clay Smith at the top of the key. And he gets a call over from Mike Bayshore. Now they'll run it.
Mike, so take your time. Let's set her up and try to see if we can run a little clock off and get a bucket here.
Frank Kanapke. And Indians go a little four-quarter spread. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Let's see if they can break him down here off the dribble. And if not, you just hold it. Shorten the game a little bit. Yep.
Nice play.
Up and in by Derek Judy. And
driving a basket by Derek Judy. Nicely done.
7-foot jumper off the glass. And Ferris, he'll take the elbow jumper.
They're going to give him.
He missed it. Rebound down to Kanapke. So he means one and done. Doing a nice job on the defensive glass. Here
well
comes
done.
Judy in transition between the circles. It's the backdoor cut. He'll continue to hold on to it. Gets in the lane. And it's blocked by the big fella.
Blotted by the big fella.
Mike Kettner, here he comes on the run. Indians up 4-2 with 5.5 left. Heitbrink lefty three out of corners. Good.
There it is. Way deep in the corner.
And those are the ones that Mike Bayshore was worried about.
Yeah.
He's telling that to his coaching staff right now. So
you got to get back quick, and we got to find those shooters.
Minster with their first lead at 5-4. Toby comes off a ball screen. He's not a shooter from the perimeter either. He's more of a driver and a distributor.
Yep, absolutely.
Grant Kanapke. Lane and Lane Grab double grab. And that's those unforced errors there. Blake, nobody around him, Harold, just kind of shuffled his shoes.
Yeah, just moved his feet a little bit. Them are the kind of things we can't do. We just stay in this game. We got to make sure we take care of that.
Indians in the man-to-man. Derek Jeudy picks up. Now they'll go high post. Set play here for the flare screen. Kettner catches it over. Now they go to height bring. Top of the key. He'll let three go, and it's short. Indians get the defense rebound. Over. About third rebound for Peyton Toby. Right in transition. Ball was knocked away there. Again, really nice play in transition by Noah Inking.
Good D by Inking.
Inking will go to Frerichs. Again, backing off Darren in the shooting. He's taking a couple jump shots. Really, Kettner will go three, and he got it. Mike Kettner, 8-4. That, I believe, is six straight. And Mike Bates will take a timeout. You can't leave him. He's telling Peyton Jeudy that. 8-4 is the score. You're listening to Fort Recovery Indians. 4:34 left here in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout and be back right after this.
This is what they did over there.
Wengler Ace Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee power tools. We have a huge selection of Milwaukee tools and an experienced sales staff that will gladly take the time to answer all your questions. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on an M18 fuel drill or fastening kit. If it's a large piece combo kit you're looking for, take advantage of $150 in savings. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware and see one of our sales professionals for details. We are located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49.
And welcome back. Jeff Hobbs, the voice of the Indians. Harold Feely, 32nd timeout for the Indians. And Mike Bayshore made his point known, and out come the Indians. But Jacob Salazar is the first sub. He comes in for Minster. Petey Jeudy, right wing three, on the way, no good. And
I've been really back there, got away with one.
And the offensive rebound for Grant Kanapke. So
Jeudy hands off Toby up and in. Well done. Nice job by Peyton Jeudy looking for the open man. Got Blaine Toby on a cut to the basket. Easy layup.
Blaine Toby on the board for the first time tonight. And Frerichs, now he takes it to the hole.
That's a charge.
Absolutely. Yep. Good call there.
Nice job by Smitty.
Yep. Clay Smith will step in and give up his body. Cody Frerichs taking it to the hole. And offensive foul. Turn the ball back over to the Indians. 8-6 left here in the Wengler Ace Hardware first quarter. 3:55 left on the clock. And set play called, and it'll go to Grant Kanapke. And Kanapke against the man-to-man. He'll go on the weave. Goes over to Toby. Back up to Peyton Jeudy. Jeudy gets the ball screen. Elbow jumper. Ooh, got that blocked. The big fella got him to body. So that's that NBA foul there. You didn't give him room to come down. And Petey went to the floor. And Jared Schulze picks up his first foul. And to the free throw line, that would be the Hall Brothers free throw line. Goes Peyton Jeudy.
Petey Jeudy. Going to shoot a couple here.
The first foul on Schulze, the big fella. Second foul of the game on Minster here in the first quarter. First free throw up and good.
Attaboy, Petey.
8-7. And the first sub for the Indians is the big fella.
Noah Leonards.
Noah Leonards comes in. And again, Blaine Toby did a nice job.
Did do a good job.
Plays his role very well.
He does. He had a great season. Pretty much an overachiever this year. He's done a great job.
Second free throw also up and good. He's got four. Indians tied up. Four in a row. 8-8. Kettner.
Ooh,
I thought there was a travel there, too, as well. Kettner in the corner. He goes to elbow to Frerichs. He won't take the jumper. He goes over to Salazar. And a little bang inside. I think they're going to get Noah Leonard. Okay, Noah, don't worry about that. That's why you get five. That's why you get five of them, big fella.
Absolutely.
Just bang around in there. And that's the first foul on Leonard, since he also the first foul on the Indians. They're calling a set play. Coach Bayshore knows it, and he comes right to the ball to Schulze and lays it in. So he saw it coming. That was the reverse thing to pickers. Schulze, the big 6'9 guy. How you lose him? He's standing wide open right in front of the ball.
He's right in the middle and easy bucket.
10-8 Minster. The Indians on the move here. Ball screen by Leonard. Jeudy drops it off inside. Good help defense by Frerichs. He takes
nice
it away.
By Frank.
Here comes Kettner. Down the floor.
Back
up on top.
Keep picking him up.
Frerichs. I get that.
Good job,
Jeudy. 2-on-2 he goes, and he passes over. And Grant Kanapke.
Reverse layup by Grant.
Grant Kanapke on
great
the board
pass
for the first
by
time.
By Petey
tonight.
Jeudy finding the open man. Nice job.
Absolutely. 10-10. Wild shot by Kettner, and he's capable of that. Cody Frerichs. And that's what you can't let happen right there.
Boy, you got to put a body on him every time.
12-10, Minster. Three ball wide open.
Got him. Atta boy.
make the extra pass. Petey Judy had a tougher shot. He found Smith. He's on the board. He's got three innings. Take the lead 13-12.
Nice job. Another great pass by Judy. I think he's got three assists already.
Salazar to first. That's all. That could be offense. No, Leonard just pulled the chair out there. He comes back in and I'm going to call double foul. That's
double
okay. Schulte picks up his second foul, and Noah Leonard's got to be careful there. He's frustrated. He said, I'm fine. He picks up his second, so we'll see if he sits down. And it looks like Blaine's going to come back and get him. But that's a big foul.
I tell you what, Noah Leonard's got in his head there a little bit. I think big foul Schulte, he's a little upset right now. He's got two quick fouls on him. The coach is not happy at all.
He threw a towel there. Lost in all the magic there was a second three knocked in by Mikey Kettner, so that puts Enster back on top.
Bodies were flying everywhere, but unfortunately, we didn't pick up Kettner again, and he had another wide-open three.
And the name that you'll recognize, Nixon comes in, Justin Nixon, big sophomore into the game, and shows he will sit down. So, again, good ball screen, and Petey Judy all the way to the rack. He can't get it to go. Yes, sir. He's got to finish that one, though, for the Indians to get this W. Kettner in transition. Shut down by Toby. Good job. Inside it goes to Ferris. He's going to look. Thought about it. Now he'll kick it out to Nixon. He doesn't want it. Good job there. Good close out. Back inside it goes to Ferris. Oh, that's almost a walk.
Wow. Went a long way there without travel.
Cody Frerichs on the board inside. Again, Clay Smith is playing behind him, and so you let him have the ball. 17-13, Minster leads it. Minute and a half left here in the Wrangler East Hardware first quarter. From the Palace at Coldwater, sectional finals basketball. Grant Canapke, three on the corner.
Got it.
Boy, that's a big shot there. Absolutely.
That's what we talked about earlier, Jeff. If we can get him off to a good start, he can ignite this team.
Kanapke's got five. The lead is one for Minster, 17-16, and we approach 60 seconds. Nixon top of the key. They're still looking inside to the big foul. Now Clay got to a front. I like that.
That's better.
It sure is. Now get around Clay, working around inside. Nixon, he doesn't want that jumper.
Working hard in there. Defensively looking good.
Back in the corner it goes, and Kettner, good defensive pressure there by Toby.
Clay Smith is daring for to shoot that.
And the runner by Salazar, no good. Job. Justin Nixon missed it. Rebound to
Davis.
Got it in. Third shot.
Boy, three shots. You can't undo that.
Noah Enking drops it in his first basket. 19-16, Minster leads. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Mike Bayshore claps his hands together. I think the Indians will hold it for one here.
Yeah, I think he's happy with that.
For sure. Indians
with
playing
a tie or maybe down two or three at the,
at the worst and maybe tie this thing up. And Derek Judy holds the ball. He dribbles outside. 15-14 it runs here. And this will, again, hopefully be the last one. Dayton Judy over in the corner. And he's being face guarded by Noah Aiken. So basically it's 4-on-4. We'll see what happens here. Inside 10 he goes. Judy looking to make a move on Kettner. And he takes it up and it gets the ball ripped away. And it's kicked out of bounds. We got time. 2-1. Kanapke throws it up.
Oh, he made it.
And doesn't go in. So good defense there by Kettner. End it. Absolutely. 8 minutes in the books. 19-16. Minster leads it. Indians playing well. We'll be ready for a second quarter sponsored tonight by the good people at Fort Recovery Insurance. I want to say thank you to Wine Grace Hardware for sponsoring tonight's first quarter. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Elbow.
And welcome back to the Palace. We're talking about in between Jared Schulte, the 6'9 first team all-leaguer. He's on the bench with two fouls, also is Noah Leonard's. But you said it, Fee. Noah got in his head a little bit, pulled the chair out from under him, and
he was falling down.
He was firing back into the lane, and they called a double foul, which I'm not really sure that was the right call, but bottom line, the big fellow sitting on the bench right now. So
that's a good thing for us, I believe.
So second quarter tonight, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Insurance. Again, they'll take care of all you. You got a boat, you got a car, you got a motorcycle.
They'll do it all.
You name it, they'll insure it for you. Second quarter starts tonight. Minster will have the ball. And five on the floor. Nixon, Enking, Kettner, Frerichs, and who am I leaving? Jack Heidbrink.
Heidbrink.
All the way to the rack goes to Kettner. And that, we cannot allow that. That's 5'9" senior, and he's got 8 points.
Look at Ray Addison. We just stood and watched it.
Leads back to five. Smith at the top. He'll go to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke had a nice first quarter.
He did.
He's on the top. To Blaine Toby. He goes over to Petey Judy. Judy, top of the key. Mitty's got to look at that three. He had a look. And
yeah,
he's one for one on the field. Judy goes to Toby.
He's patient.
Yep, no problem. Take care of the basketball. And there's Clay. He goes to the rack, and I like this. That's a foul. Nice play there.
Nice job.
Saw the mismatch on Justin Nixon and took it right to the rack.
Right at him.
Clay's got five, and the lead is three, 21-18.
Let's get a stop here.
Taking out on top, guarded by Peyton Judy.
Got a shout out to our main man. Your favorite Stogler, Ben.
Oh, he's checking in on us.
I got to see this.
Sounding great, boys. Well, hey, thanks, big fella. Inside it goes to Ferris. Ooh, almost a walk. He missed it. That baby is going that way. Is that his second? That might be his second, too.
That's two on Cody Ferris. Nice job by Blaine Toby there.
Both big guys have two fouls. We'll see what Mike McClure does now. 21-18, Indians trail by three. He's going to leave him out there.
So he's going to have to leave one of them out there.
So five on the floor for your Indians. It looks like Derek Judy bringing it up. Peyton Judy, Grant Kanapke, Gavin.
Might be a good time to get the Grant Kanapke.
Back door. I'll get in there. Oh, Petey, you got to finish it. Boy, really nice set play there.
Great
back
play.
Door, and Petey missed the layup.
Pick him up.
Yep, stop the basketball. Kettner, because he's the guy that wants the score. Go get the ball. Good job there.
Boy.
One and done. Down the floor goes to Peyton Judy. Will he pull the three in transition? Nope, he's going to the rack, and he got fouled.
Boy, two.
Good decision there, because he could have taken the three in transition fee, and he decided to get all the way to the rack.
Absolutely. Take it to him.
Peyton Judy will take it back to the Case IH All Brothers free throw line, where he's 2 for 2 on the night. And it looks like Toby Wendell's going to check in here in the next ball.
I think they're going to give Grant a little break, maybe.
First free throw rattles out.
In and out.
And you called it. Looks like he's going to get Derek Judy a quick break. Derek Judy really plays hard on the defensive end, really controls the ball, and does a nice job.
Toby likes playing defense. Playing against Kettner, good luck. It's going to be, you better be on your A game.
Toby Wendell, 5'9", 5'10", sophomore.
Get out there,
free throw up and good.
All right. Hanging in here.
Peyton Judy, he's got five. Indians trailed by a deuce. Kettner trying to draw a foul. Now they look to double. We got to get over there.
Yeah, we got a wide open guy.
That's the linebacker. He went in there 34. That's August Bainline. He's Salty Bainline. He's just a linebacker.
He just wants to beat people up.
Inside it goes to Nixon. He missed the layup. Boy, good play by Clay Smith. Just swatted down. Let's go. Petey Judy in transition. Thinks about the three. Oh, that's we got lucky there. That's not the guy you want to throw it to. Blaine on the run. Did a good job just to hang on to it. Petey, he looked like he got fouled. No call. Back to Petey goes. He'll go
long
deep three.
Three.
Bottom.
Nicely done.
Have mercy on that one. 22-21. Good guys. Indians playing very well. 5.5 left. Kettner brings it over. And Toby Wendell. Now, timeout. Mike McClure. He says 30 seconds. We'll take 30 with him. Indians lead it 22-21. You're listening to 4 Recovery Radio.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And welcome back to the Palace. Jeff Hobbs and the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Bringing you Fort Recovery Radio tonight. Sectional final basketball and your Fort Recovery Indians with a 22-21 lead over the Minster Wildcats right now. And the Indians' tempo is good, and they're taking it when they got the shot
today. Well, we talked about getting off to a good start. I think we've done it so far.
You got two fouls on both of the Minster big guys, and that is huge right now.
It is huge.
So it makes the Indians the bigger team. Derek Judy back into the ballgame. So Toby Wendell did a nice job. 4 or 5 possessions. Heitbrink runner, lefty, no good. And that's going to be out of bounds.
I thought it was, too. It was off white. That must not have been. Grant went out.
Yeah, he did. Kanapke tried to save it. So it'll be Minster ball underneath the basket. 5:18 left here in the second quarter tonight.
No inbounds play.
Sponsored by Fort Recovery Insurance. Yeah, they got a layup the last time. Let's see what they get here. Nothing. Good stick. Go get the ball.
That's better.
Another sub in for Minster. That's
Trent Lefferman.
Kettner hits again.
He's good a ball player.
3 for 3 from the three line is Mikey Kettner, and he's the leading scorer in the game. First double-digit score with 11, and the lead is now 2 again for Petey Judy says, I got a mismatch. Oh, that's a foul. How did he not call that foul? Justin Nixon just bodied him up inside.
Boy, he got bumped hard there. And
no call. So here comes Kettner, and he's a hot hand. Derek Judy's got to do a better job of get out of bounds. He threw it.
Oh,
and boy,
he'll
save it. He saves it out top, and he's guarded by Peyton Judy.
He did as well. Hammer you since I'm getting it.
Yeah, no kidding. Kettner, three on the way.
There, Judy is good.
Got to play defense. Yeah, get him. If you can't stop him, we got to put somebody on that can.
Mike Kettner, 4-for-4 from the three line. He's got 14, and the biggest lead of the night is 5 for the Minster Wildcats.
Doggone it. That's just too bad.
But you got one guy that can score out there right now.
Right, and you've got to guard him.
Heitbring will take a few shots, but, man, there's a. Yeah, really. Oh, Clay missed another layup. Boy, really good play. Took it hard to the rack.
Break
here. Score.
Oh, man.
It away, so the Indians will get the turnover. Clay Smith says Justin Nixon can't guard me. He's taking him hard to the
Absolutely.
Ball.
Oh, he scored.
He got to miss once, and he just missed a layup. So the Indians have missed two layups here. You've got to have those in a ball
Absolutely.
Game of this magnitude. Clay Smith in at the top of the key. Looks over to Bayshore, and he gives him a call, and it goes to Petey Judy. Guarded by Inke. Out the top of the key. Clay Smith guarded by Nixon. Derek Judy over to Grant Kanapke. Catches the ball screen. Ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Reckerman.
Knocked away.
The Indians will keep it. Just under the halfway mark here in the second quarter. 3:58 left. Indians trail by 5, 27-22.
Let's get a bucket here. Purple.
Out to Grant. He'll hand it back to Derek Judy. Over to Petey Judy. Had a good start so far. Good ball screen. In the corner to Kanapke. Thought about it. Now go to Judy. Three on the way.
Got it. Had a boy. Had a boy.
Judy answers the three.
Him and Kanapke are working good together.
Yep. And Inky thought about it. Yep. Now out top. Do a good job. Limit his touches.
They start him.
Three on the way from Reckerman. Air ball.
Down.
Here we go. Derek Judy in transition goes to. Oh, that's a foul. No call.
Foul on that.
Clay Smith. He gets the offensive rebound. Fade away 5-footer. No. Rebound by Kanapke. No foul. Call a foul.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Three possessions.
I thought the end. I'll tell you what. Letting him play. Mike Bayshore slapping his hand like, hey, foul. Salazar comes back into the game. He'll replace Reckerman.
Great hustle by the Indians.
For sure. Indians will get it side out here, trailing by a bucket. 27-25. And it goes to Kanapke. Looks over to Bayshore. He's patient here. He'll run the set. Playing Toby. Hit top of the key. Has a shot. He'll turn it down.
Looking at it.
Yep. Over to Judy. Judy lets it walk.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Blaine's just walking all over the place.
Blaine gets it. He just shuffles.
Here's your mismatch. That's good.
Mark, yes, atta boy all day, Smitty.
Blaine's there. He knows he's got a mismatch, and when he swings it, he takes Nixon right to the hole, tied up.
Come on, boy.
Salazar got it. In transition.
That's just
Jacob Salazar. That's what he does best.
Oh,
he's a three-shooter.
Indeed.
It's about 6 threes right now for Minster. Smith, he's got Nixon on him. He's going to take him to the hole again. School's in session, boys.
Get in there. Atta boy.
I'm up and in.
Big
school is in session right now. Clay Smith says, you cannot guard me,
Clay
young
Smith
man.
Says, give me the ball every time.
The bench is fired up. They're going and one over there. Clay Smith will go to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line, and if he knocks this one in, he'll knot it up at 30. Run dribble on the way,
doubled
and nothing
it.
But net.
Nice job.
Clay Smith, he's got 10. He's the first Indian in double, second Indian in double.
Yeah,
just check that.
Yeah,
he's got 11. Got to do a good job. Oh, good job. Good
there you go.
Edge there.
Blaine?
Thank you. Thinking about the three. Looking inside for Nixon. Yeah, if you just
working
joined
hard,
us,
fellas.
Both big guys
hard.
Sitting on the bench for the Minster Wildcats right now. Rebound it.
Get aboard.
Pull it. Go get it. At the foul.
That's
good
the foul.
Job.
Nice job.
Great job. Blaine Toby went after the loose ball. And, Harold, you've seen a lot of these. Those 50-50 balls are what it turns out to be. And Indians get it. And they'll actually walk to the other end and shoot free throws.
We'll see if
Blaine can make a free throw.
That might be. That's three on him.
Mike McClurg not happy because Noah Inking is going to go to the. He's a senior.
Inking is your guy that was face guarding.
Yep. He's your best defender. So he'll sit down with three. We'll see if Blaine can knock a free throw in.
Nope. Hard.
Off the back iron. Petey Judy. Back
nice
tip.
Job, Petey.
And Kanapke will control it. And he turned it over.
But he lost the handle.
Yep. Reckerman forced the turnover. So good back tap there by Petey Judy. But 30-30 to score. 2 minutes left. As Harold said, 7 fouls to 2 right now. So right now the horn's going for the purple team. Kettner, good ball screen out there. Now they take it away. Nixon, three seconds.
Nobody on it.
Cover down. Nixon missed another layup. Boy,
he just
put a little body pressure on him. Coach Basor says, slow down, boys.
Boy, I don't know. To me, I don't know, Jeff. Right now, he's got out there right now. I think we want to pick up the tempo.
But I think you're going to see a mismatch here, and you're going to get the ball to the guy you want. And on the corner, Kanapke. Looks as Clay Smith.
Clear it out.
Here's your guy right here. Take and go if you want to, big fella. You can't guard me. Clay making a move inside. Gets the 5 feet up.
I thought
he got fouled. No call.
Pick him up.
Here comes Kettner.
Find the guard.
Get a shot. And it's going to go inside of Rexman. He just didn't do a very good job in transition there.
Not good at all.
Everybody ran towards Kettner and left Rexman wide open under the baskets at 32-30. 66 seconds left here in the first half. And he's playing very, very well. Judy gets to the ball screen. Go inside to Clay. I'm going to take it right back to Clay Smith. I'm going to the well as many times as I can get Clay Smith the ball here.
I agree.
Take it right now. Get out of the way and let him go. Indians continue to move it. Petey Judy being guarded by Retcherman. Step back, thought about the three, and now he'll throw it back out to Judy, and they'll continue to run clock. Judy gets the line. Smith gets the 15 feet. That's up and
got it.
Clay Smith. We called it. Clay Smith's having a night, boys.
He's playing a game.
Shot fake, turned the three down. 32-32. 36 left. We'll see if Mike McClure says, Let's get one, boys.
Mike McClure's going to be happy.
He wants to shorten this half.
Yep.
There's two big guys sitting on the bench, and actually his best defender sitting on the bench. So, Derek Judy, take the challenge here, young man. Mike Kettner, the first team all-league point guard. He's got a heck of a first half with 14 points. Down to 10. He'll catch a ball screen. He's got to jump out. And he goes to the rack. He missed it. It has got time. 6 seconds left. Here comes Judy in transition. That's a foul with no call. Are you kidding
me?
Oh,
boy, that's terrible.
Throw up the buzzer. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? No call with a foul.
Wow.
And a three goes from about 30.
Not a pretty good first half, Jeff. We played pretty hard. A crappy ending, but
Jack Heitbrink knocks in the 30-footer.
Boy,
Mike
Basor
not happy on the way off.
Livid right now.
Damian played a heck of a first half.
He did.
And they go to the locker room down three. 35-32 is our halftime score. Thank you to Fort Recovery Insurance. A quick second quarter for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll give you some numbers. We'll talk halftime. And we'll just shoot the breeze a little bit.
Absolutely.
Bottom line, Indians with a nice first half. Take a timeout. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires with not enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And welcome.
Welcome back, Jeff Hobbs and the voice of the Indians, Harold Feeley, 35-32 here at the Palace at halftime, sectional finals. Your Fort Recovery Indians trail by three. And thanks to Cooper Farms for being our halftime show sponsor. And Pete, before we even get started, let's talk about Cooper Farms. Are you kidding me?
What has
Cooper Farms meant to Mercer County?
My goodness.
It's unbelievable.
And Fort Recovery. It's amazing. You know, I sit on the park board, and it's amazing how many, every year in and year out, they donate money to us to improve the parks and improve the community. And you can't say enough about Cooper Farms.
Well, that family's made a boatload of money. They've worked their tails off, but bottom line is they give a boatload back.
And
it's amazing the philanthropy and what the Cooper Farms mean to Mercer County, and we thank them tonight for being our halftime show sponsor. So let's talk, Harold, first 16 minutes. If you're in that Indian locker room right now, you got to feel pretty good.
Oh, got to be excited. I think this thing couldn't have gotten drawn up any better for Coach Bayshore. I mean, we're getting beat on the boards early in the first quarter, you know, and we're having a hard time getting rebounds, and we get both the big boys in trouble, get them out of the game, and man, from then on, Clay Smith dominated.
And again, 78-47 the first time. 78, yeah. that's not a typo. 78-47 was the score at the Fortside Fieldhouse in the regular season, and right now, I felt like the Indians were the better team in the first half.
Oh, I do too. I thought we played a great first half. We executed perfectly. Petey Judy's got probably 4 or 5 assists plus 11 points. You know, he's doing exactly what he needs to do for the Indians to win this game. Second half, we just got to stop the Kettner kid. He's a great shooter, and he gets open, and Derek Judy's got a big task in front of him, but hopefully he can get it done.
Well, again, if you have a calling card for Derek Judy, it's defense. That's what he does.
Yes,
he's not a shooter. He's a guy that Mark's made his name playing defense and got into the starting lineup as a youngster in this program by playing defense. And so
absolutely. It's
almost like if you're in that locker room, you say, boys, you got a face guard. You don't let Kettner beat you. He goes 4 for 4 from three line, 14 points in the first half. And without him, Mitchell's in trouble right now.
They're in trouble right now. I agree 100%. I mean, the kid has put him on the back, you know, and said, hey, my two big boys are on the bench, but I'll carry this team for the first half. And he did. He did a great job for him.
Well, and again, he's a really good player. And again, a guy that wants to play college basketball. I know his dad very well. Dad played a lot of basketball. Dad's a Bluffton Beaver grad. He was a four-year starter for Guy Neal at Bluffton. And again, Mikey Kettner, first team all-league player. And again, he had an outstanding first half. And, you know,
that's
what good teams do. When you two of your studs go down, your third stud picks up and runs with
it. Somebody's got to pick up the slack, and he did it. He did it. I tell you what, we had a bad finish there at the end there. I think they could have called a foul. Derek got hit pretty hard there when he was dribbling the ball. We had a 3-on-1. We looked like we were going to get a layup, take a 2-point lead at half. They kind of got away with a foul, bumped the ball out. The kid picked it up. Actually shot it a little quick, in my opinion. It was about 3 seconds left, and he shot a long one, and it went in.
And Ike brings the knocks in the 30-footer at the buzzer. And again, bottom line is, it was, if you look at the fouls in the first half, I think it was 8-2 in the favor of the Fort Recovery Indians.
Kind of hard, like you said.
Kind of hard, sorry. But bottom line is, when you're the underdog, you got to have everything. So
right.
For the Indians, we talked about it. You get double-digit scores in the first half, and then you get guys that play their role. Rand Kanapke came out and hit two big shots to get himself going. He's only got five, but played very well in the first half.
He did.
Only, I think he had one turnover, 5 points, and a couple of assists. You got 11 out of Petey Judy, your first team all-league player. But you said it probably had 4 or 5 assists as well.
Yeah.
And you got 12 out of Clay Smith. Smitty was just smelling blood. He knew that
right.
he just
exactly what he
cannot
said.
Guard me.
I
and took him to the rack, and he gets a dozen in the first half. And again, double-digit scores. And then, again, a lot of role players
did
exactly what they're supposed to do.
Oh, sure. Getting the rebounds, and, you got to have everybody for this game. For us to win this thing.
And
we just got to keep it up.
Well, Alexis Hobbs checks in. She's over in the student section. She says, Carly Stone says she misses and loves you. Give her a radio shout-out. Carly Stone,
absolutely.
How do you not love Carly Stone?
We love Carly Stone.
I mean, there is no way that Steve Stone is those two girls' dad. But those two girls, beautiful, smart, athletic.
Can't be.
There's no way they're related to Steve Stone.
They can't be.
I mean, I love Stoney, but there's no way that those girls are his.
It's got to be all mom, man.
Okay, yeah, because mom is a rock star. That'd be awesome. We'd love them if you got them.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get you some stats. We'll take a quick time out. We come back. We'll have stats for you. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Are you tired? tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And welcome back to the Palace. Jeff Hobbs and the voice of the Indians, Harold Dealy. Cooper Farms halftime show. We do have some stats. Thanks to NK Telco for us. Four recovery Indians shoot 12 of 21 from the field in the first half.
Good stuff.
Big V. They go 4 of 5 from the free line.
Yes, sir.
4 of 5 from the free throw line. I mean, you can't write it up much better than that. You shoot about 60% from the field. You shoot 80% from the three line and 80% from the free throw line.
Absolutely. We can't do it any better. We just got to do it for two halves. You got to make sure the second half we can come out and do the same thing. We can. I think we can win this game.
But this will scare you a little bit more. 14 for 26 for Minster from the field. So they're better than 50%.
Yeah.
7 for 8 from the free line.
This is exactly what they did to us.
And probably the most important stat, they got no free throws. So no free throws tonight in the first half for the Minster Wildcats. I'm sure Mike McClure not happy about that. But I tell you what, good first half for the Indians. And we'll take one quick timeout. It's almost time for the second half. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our halftime show sponsor. You're listening to Sport Recovery Radio. When we come back, third quarter tonight, sponsored by Calp Pharmacy on the Bricks.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you have a question about diabetes? At Kalp Pharmacy, we have pharmacists to answer your questions about diabetes, show you how to measure your blood sugar levels, advise you on nutrition, and provide you with critical information regarding the medication you are taking to manage your diabetes. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to schedule your personal diabetes consultation today and get the support you need to monitor and balance life with diabetes.
And thanks to Kalp Pharmacy, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, and also the tip-off, the 10-cover tip-off, that goes to the Indians. They need to get the ball here to start the third quarter. Indians down three, and they go with their starters. Looks like both teams have their starters back in, so let's see how long. Oh, Kanapke goes long three. No, not missed it. Schulze, he marks his presence right back in the lineup. Yeah. He gets the first rebound. Here comes Kettner between the circles. Picked up down there. Anking looks inside for Cody Furrich. We'll see. He'll throw it inside, and Kettner will reset the offense. Started by Derek Judy. Indians have their starters out there. Blaine Toby.
Blaine's holding his ground.
Yep. Got off the screen there. Kettner into the lane. He'll kick it out to Inky. Look like he almost walked. He backed up. He's guarded by Petey Judy. He'll throw it inside the big fella. Toby.
Too easy.
Yep.
Too easy.
Gavin Toby trying to hold his, or Blaine Toby trying to hold his own down there, and it's just too big. 6'9" versus about 6'3".
Got to get some help there.
37-32. 5-point lead for the Wildcats. Petey Judy right in front of his head coach. He'll go over to Blaine. Blaine swings it around. Again, he is being very patient. Kanapke thought about the three. Now he'll go back up on top. Swing it over to Blaine Toby. Blaine's not a shooter.
Nope.
But he goes inside to Smitty. And going to pick up a third foul. Oh, great offensive rebound by Blaine. He kicked it back. Smitty missed a layup. Took it right to the big fella. How about Judy for three? No good. And that's not his bread and butter. Derek Judy misses the three. And here comes Kettner in transition.
Erickson flashing.
Aching long three on the way. Knocks it in.
Boy, they just
are you kidding me? So 8 for 9 from the free line. Biggest lead of the night is 8. 5-0 run here to start the half.
Big play right here. We got to get a bucket. Timeout in here.
I like to call. Mike Basler says timeout. We'll take one with him. 6:17 left here in the third quarter. 40-32. Minster's come out with a 5-0 run to start the half. We'll be back. You're listening to Full Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back. Timeout by Mike Bayshore, 30 seconds. They have three timeouts left, and Minster has four.
We need a bucket here.
I agree. So we'll see what they can bring out of timeout. It comes into Grant Kanapke. Grant, he'll run a set play. He's going to catch a ball screen from Blaine. Gets the elbow. Smitty thinks about the three, and now they're getting Petey getting face guarded, and that's a foul. That's absolutely a foul. And that's four on it. That's
yep.
Exactly correct. And Mike McClure doesn't like it, but it's the right call.
Yep, absolutely. He's trying to plow his way through the screen. And
yes, that's maybe only his third. They must have had that wrong. I thought they had three. I did, too, in the first half. So he'll sit down with his third foul. In comes Salazar. So let's see who moves over to guard Petey Judy. Looks like it's going to be Kettner. So let's see. I tell you what, now you post him up. Now they switch. So Heitbrink will guard him now. Actually playing a little matchup zone right here. Boy, go to the baseline. Turn it over to the baseline. Oh, my goodness. Clay Smith, he'll go off last. No good. Three ball on the way. No good. And it's going to be a push-off. Oh, and they're going to call a foul. Clay Smith, maybe?
I think so. He might have got somebody in the back there.
They're going to call it
Grant Kanapke.
Grant Kanapke on the back. Got a good look. And again, with Blaine Toby doing a great job of his last. He's playing the role really well. Kettner hadn't had a shot. He had 14 the first half. He'll move it. He'll go to Furrich. He'll take it in the lane, and he'll go inside. He's going to be fouled. It's a good move there by Cody Furrich, and he'll go to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line for the first time tonight. Minster will go to the free throw line with an 8-point lead. Furrich playing his role there. Knows he's not a jump shooter. Harold takes it inside, and Clay Smith picks up his first free throw, or his first foul.
He'll bring Ryan Post in.
Furrich, the 6'7 senior, missed his first free throw. Good call. Ryan Post will come in. Who's he going to get? He's going to get Derek Judy, and also you're going to get Noah Leonard's backhand. And he will replace.
Oh, Blaine Doobie. It's hard to take him out because he's the one that's done everything.
But
he's
got a bigger body. When Noah came in the last time in the first half, he really frustrated the big fella.
He did.
Briggs will have one more. Second on the way and good. So he splits the pair. 41-32. Biggest lead of the night is 9 for the Minster Wildcats.
Still haven't scored. We got to get a bucket.
5.5 left. Kettner guards Judy, but it looks like it's a matchup zone. So we'll see what happens here. Move it around, Judy. Good cross-court pass back on top of Kanapke. Over to Post. Down the corner to Smith. Kanapke thought about the three, and Ferrich, big forward, jumped out at him. In the matchup zone here, played by Minster. So you can just run your man offense against that. Inside it goes to Leonard. Jump hook by Leonard. Good. Got a good shot.
That's a good look.
Defensive glass. Here comes Kettner in transition. Picked up by Post.
Absolutely.
And he knocked in the three, of course.
Telling you, Noah Leonard is in his head. He's throwing elbows and swinging at him. I love it.
They called that on Jared.
Go out of here. Back in his game right now.
He's chirping at the officials. I got to call that one.
It's just deliberate. He's throwing an elbow deliberately, hitting him in the head.
Reviewing the turnover. Here come the Indians. They need a basket. You have to score here. I mean, we're 2.5 into the third quarter.
Play Spence should post up right now.
Yep, I agree.
He has got...
It's a matchup zone, so he's not going to move with him. He's going to let him go.
He bumped him over.
So, again, I think, but you can still find a way to get the ball inside.
I try to get it inside,
Or run. Last time Petey ran he just moved through the zone. Good. A little short. And rebound down to height break. So, Indians still could have gone cold here in the third quarter. Almost threw it out of bounds, and Ferrich saves it. He'll go back out to Kettner, and he'll go inside to Ferrich again. Good move. Kicked over. Heitbrink, three on the way. What do you expect?
Man, oh, man, they're shooting the three.
9-for-10 from the three line right now. Heitbrink's got three baskets. They're all threes. And it's yet to score. 12-point lead here. They got to get off of 32.
Got off to such a bad
inside. It goes to Leonard.
He kicks it to Kadapke. Back three, knock it in one time, big fella. No. And boy, Indians stay cold. And
can't score, and they can't miss.
And they're going to get post for it on the foul. Frerichs got the defensive rebound. Right now, Indians just have gone cold. They've gone 3 or 4 minutes and 15 seconds without scoring. 44-32. They can't lose touch here.
They've
played too well.
Got to hang in here somehow.
Getting near the height brink. To Frerichs at the foul line. Now he'll take it in. Or he'll pick it up. It goes to height brink at the top of the key, and he missed one. And the Indians knock it out of bounds. So they finally miss a three. And the Indians tip it out of bounds. Leonards will tip it out of bounds. It'll stay with Minster underneath their own basket. 44-32. Kettner will check it in. Heitbrink comes to the basket. Right in front. Oh, good job there. Post. Now it'll go over to Petey Judy. Get on the board, big fella. And one guard.
That's a three.
That's what we needed.
Nice
really, and that's a senior for you. That's a first team all league player.
We got to get that thing going.
Get out in transition and get into the basket.
And he'll
go to the Case IH All Brothers free throw line where he's 3 for 4 all on the night.
Oh, Petey, hang in there.
That's the lead back to 10. Peyton has 13. Now he has 14. A good basket there. Indians need a couple more stops.
Get about the
defensive end here. You got the big fella Schulte on the bench again. Don't gamble. Salazar for three.
That is
a terrible gamble by Peyton Judy.
Yeah.
Went for the steal.
Salazar
wide open and drill. Knocks it in. It's what he does best. Throw it inside. They need to throw it inside to Leonard. So he'll make the good pass. Post takes it in big to the big fella. He gets an offensive rebound. Good save by Ferg. Gets it in bounds. Post thought he had the rebound. Salazar thought about the three in transition.
I
am too. Kettner, he's going inside. He'll throw it up off the glass, and it goes in. They count it. What did he do? He waved it off. Now he counts it. He didn't count it. Boy, that's a break. I thought he counted that one.
Kind of a runner there.
That was almost like the Smiths versus Nixon in the first half. Kettner looked at Posey and said, "You can't guard me, son."
Yeah.
Took him hard to the rack. And now there's Judy comes back in, and it comes to Frerichs. 14 fouls on the Indians
travel there.
That's twice as many fouls they had in the first half. 47-35, Minster leads it. Their biggest lead of the night. Good defense there. Tip side, Nixon. Back off of either one. And inside it goes to Frerichs. Well, Indians start a break there. That's a good foul because if it doesn't, Frerichs is going to lay it in.
Yeah, it was a layup.
Clay Smith picks up his second foul. Team foul number 5, so foul starting to mount up on the purple team right now.
Starting to get the fouls this half.
2:19 left here in the third quarter. And Cal Pharmacy, Jerry Cap's not going to get it good here because
he's got to get back in here.
Kettner had it blocked outside.
Blocked right back to him.
Nixon throws it up, and he just jumped in right there. Derek Judy said, "I had a lot of ball there, Zebra," but he's going to call him to the foul.
On the foul.
His first foul, but it's going to send Justin
Nixon.
Nice
job knocking away, but went right back to them. We're not getting many breaks here this third quarter.
No, we're not. 16 fouls on the Indians, 3 on Minster. Justin Nixon, the big sophomore, to the free throw line and up and no good.
I'd say he's your guy you want to foul late in the game.
Yeah, and his brother playing baseball for the Flyers.
Yeah.
They are at Vanderbilt for the weekend. How about that?
Ooh, that's nice.
The number one team in the nation. And he got the second, so he splits a pair. 48-35 does Nixon, his first point of the night. Indians, again, need that score. They've only got one basket and a free throw here so far in the second half. And Apke off the screen, gets inside, takes it in.
Take that all away.
Judy, it's a good decision. Hit the wrong guy, and they turns it over.
Boy, yeah.
Oh, and what a great steal by Grant Kanapke. Can he get it? Oh, boy. Come on, big fella.
Attaboy.
Derek Judy gets it in. Kanapke got the steal and the assist. That's a big play by Grant. Sets the lead back to 11. 48-37, a minute and a half left here in the third quarter. Hadn't been a great quarter for the Indians. Kettner drives in. He'll go to Frerichs. So he'll put it on the deck, and he'll take it inside. Into Kettner, up, and no good, but he draws a foul. And again, it just seems like that whistle's going the wrong way.
The wrong way for us.
Grant Kanapke picks up the foul, his second. That's going to send Mike Kettner to the free throw line. And, you know, one thing, Indians done a better job on Kettner here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they definitely kept his hand in his face here the second half. But the problem is everybody else has picked it up. Salazar's got a couple.
Kettner's free throw up and good.
And
Toby will back in. And
Ryan Post.
Ryan Post will come back in. And out goes Judy and out goes Leonard. The five on the floor for the Indians. You got Blaine and Petey. Smitty, second free throw, also good.
Got him both.
Grant Kanapke and Ryan Post. The Indians need a score down 13.
We need to get hot here.
Here's your matchup again. Again, I got to go with Smitty, and you've got Justin Nixon guarding. He got to take it to him against the matchup, but he can get in the lane. I mean, he's going to get by him at the top of the key. Nixon playing at the top, and Nixon doing a good job of talking. That's what you have to do in a matchup zone.
Clear it out.
Take him to the hole. You got to get in the lane, make something good happen.
Yeah. We're still playing a little slow here, but now we're down 13.
Yep. Patience shown by the Indians. It goes over. Inside it goes. Oh, boy, big basket. Blaine Toby knocks in.
Boy,
he goes a little high-low there.
That a heck of a night.
Footer.
That a heck of a night.
His second basket. He's got four. Cut the lead to 11 with 50 seconds left. Let's see how patient Minster will be.
Post on
get inside. Ferrick's top of the key. He'll swing it over to Salazar. He's taking two shots, so they've both been threes. He's made them both. Height break. This is the guy that's going to just throw it up there.
And
I'm telling you, he will not stop shooting. He throws in a wild shot off the glass.
Yeah, that was a luck shot there.
Height break's got 11. He's in double digits. He will not stop shooting. Either shoot you in or shoot you out.
Yep.
He made a tough shot there.
Made it tough.
Where it goes to, inside it goes to Smitty.
Ball kicked out of bounds.
Yep. Smitty tried to make that extra pass. I see we get, he's looking for a sub. And
Ian's coming in.
Ian Holman's going to come into the game for the first time tonight. Ian letting the locks grow a little bit.
Yeah, he's letting it fly out a little bit.
Yeah, Ian Holman, he'll be ready for baseball season, but he wants to wait that a little bit longer. Clay Schmitz, 10-foot jump shot, baseline, got it.
Got it.
Clay, that's his first basket of the second half, and he got to pick up his pace a little bit. 15 left. Here comes Kettner. He'll get the last one. Down to 10 seconds. Inside 10, 11-point lead. He didn't need to stop here. Keep it at 11. Kettner, oh, and the ball tips away. It's on the ground. Pick it up. And the Indians will get the steal, and the clock will run out. So bottom line is you got the stop you needed. Not a great third quarter feed.
That's a bad one for us.
But Indians are still in it. 52-41, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our third period scoreboard sponsor. Let's see if Fuller Mechanical can bring it home.
You got to bring it home, buddy.
8 minutes left in the Indians trail by 11. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And welcome back to the Palace. Jeff Hobbs and the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely. The Indians had a subpar third quarter after
not
being down
good,
by three. They lose the third quarter by eight tonight. So it's going to be up to Chad and Baller Mechanical. Lynn, there's a Hall of Famer for you. Let's see if they can bring it home for the Indians. I want to show a shout-out to the Hawk family. I love me some Joe Hawk and
Nicky
Hawk and the kids. They are
absolutely
listening at the compound. That's what they call that. They call that ranch. If you're still listening out there, Nicky Hawk, love you. Thanks for listening. Again, you need to let's cheer a little louder over there because the bottom line, you have been cheering in the first half a little louder. The Indians again come out and looks like they've got their starting line. Nope, Posey's back out there.
Posey came back
in place of Derek Judy. And a big fella back on the floor, 4 minutes.
Moving screen.
Height Brink throws a three up, and he missed it. And Ferrick goes and gets the offensive rebound. Off his leg.
Oh, that's a bad call.
Went off his leg.
It's right in front of him, too.
Yeah.
Bounced right off his foot.
And he's a good official, too.
Yep.
So Minster will keep it.
He missed one.
Yep. Let's see if he can give it back here.
We'll
take the picker. Here comes the big fella. Right the ball. Good switch there. Ooh, go get that. So into Salazar it comes. Indians stay in the man-to-man defense. They played that way the whole night. Dribble entry.
Well, we got the
right wing.
Here,
the big fella. Oh, good job. It's off him.
Blaine Toby
has played well. Looks like Ian Holman going to come back in. So we're going to do a little offense-defense stuff here.
I think you're going to try to get Ian an open shot, maybe. I'm sure Minster has no idea who this kid is.
And he's going to get Blaine. So Blaine doing a nice job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Indians trail by 11. Let's see if they can get this back to single digits in the first possession.
Petey
Judy over to Ryan Post. That matchup zone stays. It goes to the top of the key over to Holman.
It's up.
Smitty knocking down, big fella.
That's a really nice play. And he got a finish. Boy, he makes a great
play. Everything's good.
A great play by Clay Smith, and he can't finish. Salazar thought about the three. Now goes inside to Smith. Turn it over and goes back to Heidrink. Thought about the three. Now go to Kettner. Left wing, Kettner. No good. Rebound to Petey Judy. So Petey did a good job with a hand in the face, and Judy brings it down. That's a foul. No call.
Let them do that. I just don't understand how you can put
him home and three out of the corner. Got it.
Attaboy.
That's why he's in the game, baby.
That's why he's here for. Hit two, three.
Fist pump by Mike Bayshore, and here come the Indians.
Come on,
the people in front of us rise to their feet. Back to eight. 52-44. 6.5 minutes left. Inside it goes the big fella.
Foul. Attaboy. You got a foul.
No
problem with that.
Clay got caught deep there, 6'9" on 6'4".
And he got a layup.
Yep.
Might as well foul and make him make two.
They're going to send him to the KCIH Hall Brothers free throw line as Jared Schulze. And he has had a frustrating night.
He's
got 4 points and three fouls. And so big fella goes to the free throw line, first team all-league player.
Yep.
See if he can split a pair for him. Miss the first one. Nah,
pretty
one
sweet. Pretty sweet on that.
Got a good touch. He's a nice player, D2 player, already signed. He'll get one more. Nine lead is nine. Been as big as 13. And he's trailed by three at halftime. Second free throw, no good. Rebound down to Ryan Post. Petey Judy went down, but he gets up. Over it goes to Kanapke. Thought about the three.
The
takes it in. Kicked out to Holman. Same spot.
Got him. Got him.
Ian Holman.
Shoot him back in.
The lead is back.
Time out, Mr. Ben.
How about them apples? 53-47. We'll take a timeout for listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
401 I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Thanks to Kenny Coates and the good
people.
K&L Tractors bring it back. 53-47 in his back, as close as they've been in the second half for a while. Here comes Minster. They're looking inside to the big
dog.
Burks, kick it back outside to Heidrink. He's a guy that'll just fire it, so just keep a hand in his face. 6:15, clock running here in the fourth quarter. Fowler Mechanical getting us back in it. Salazar thinks about the three. Now it goes to Perch. Now back
keep
off.
Helping. Keep helping.
Good job by Ian. In and out he goes. Kettner being guarded by a bigger guard. He thought about it. Good Kettner. And out.
Ooh, he about to let his foot.
Salazar goes to Heidrink.
We need a turnover here. Come on, defense.
Under 6 minutes we go.
And
the bonus, too. Eight fouls. So don't reach, Petey. Don't let him go to the free throw line. No freebies.
Keep dealing it up.
Don't reach. Do that. You played a minute and a half of good defense. Kanapke reaches in and fouls. No height break. He'll go to the free throw line. Will the senior.
Second
team all-league player.
Keep playing D. Make them turn it over.
He has 14 points tonight. This is the guy that's kind of stepped up in the action for the big fella. You throw on the way.
Got it.
You got it. Good form there. And again, most three shooters are good free throw shooters.
Yep.
He goes back to 7, 54-47.
They got a box out, get a rebound here.
Mike Brinkle will have one more. What a miss here. The big fella over the back.
That'd be perfect.
And he is. He's getting a ledgy. No free throws go. Lead back to eight. It is need to continue to answer. And I think they'll probably say, hey, watch where 32 is. Don't give him any more shots. Ryan Post thought about it now. Long three, and he can knock that in, too.
Ryan Post can knock that shot in, too. I agree.
He's still playing. Yeah, they're still playing the matchup zone. So Coach McClure staying with it. There's the guy right there. Ian, let it go. Three ball. Oh, boy, I thought that was
back
in, too.
Good rebound.
The offensive rebound. Stay here.
No.
Oh. Oh, I thought it went off the big fella.
I thought it did, too.
Peyton Judy got no man's land, left his feet, and the big fella had him boxed out. He had him in jail behind the backboard and had to throw it up, and ball got tipped out of bounds. Boy, I thought Ian was going to go 3 for 3 because that baby was
in the back iron. That was good.
Got to get around, Clay. You got to help down in there. Just too easy. Big fella.
That's it. You got to tackle that. That's ridiculous.
So Schulze gets a foul coming running out. That's going to be
what,
the
that
should
have been an intentional foul.
Yeah, he
got him. I think he got him for a technical. Right?
He's running down the floor, and Clay Schulze
throwing his body around hitting people. It's ridiculous.
So that'll be his fourth foul. And McClurg says, hey, so he had it, and said, I'm just trying to get out of the way, and ref's not buying it. Big fourth foul on Schulze. At least that evens up the lane now again, because that was just too easy. A little dribble drive. Yeah. Lead back to 10, 57-47. He just need a basket. Should open up the lane now. He should be able to get inside. Good work, Smitty. Play. Penetrate. Now he'll pick it up. Tough shot.
Got it.
Missed it. Offense rebound by Grant. Back to Smitty.
Good job, Grant.
And one. Get it up there. Got it. Got a roll. Good job by Grant Canapsky on the offensive glass. 57-49. The lead is 8. 4.5 minutes. Plenty of time left here in the Fall Mechanical 4th period. Blows up a wild shot. Boy, Kettner threw a wild shot up there. Good defense. The rebound. Here comes the Indian.
Back. Let's go.
Peyton Judy brings it across. And he takes it right to the rack. Up. Got it.
Nice.
And then he picks up. He's not happy. Picks up his fourth foul. So welcome back, big fella. He picks up his fourth.
Got a boat down again.
Yep. Peyton Judy will go to the charity stripe, and he can get this thing within 5 if he knocks it in.
Slowly back. We're slowly making a run back here.
Super nice crossover. Hey,
look, coming back.
Hey, we're bringing the big fella back. So.
Boy, you got to do a flop here.
That's
the perfect time. If he gets the ball inside to take a flop. And
the elbows up. And looks like Wayne Toby going to come back in, too. He's going to get Ian home.
Sure
probably
I was bringing. No,
Just one little confrontation.
Yep. See what happens.
So Peyton Judy will go to the free throw line. He's got, looks like 16. He can make it 17 if he knocks this one in. On the way.
Got
and
it.
Good.
Got
one miss. Lead back to 5 as close as the Indians have been
in
a while.
Keep battling, Indians. Keep battling.
4:15 left. Kettner brings it across, guarded by Judy. They're going to try and look inside.
Right
you got to double down. If it goes inside, you got to double down. Francis will take the jumper. No good. Barely hit the rim. Get the rebound.
There you are. They caught a foul.
Frerichs takes that 15-footer, left it a foot short.
Barely hit the rim. Got to get your rebound.
And you're going to get bailed out of here. Salazar's going to go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Here's the double bonus. 10 fouls to 5 fouls.
Yeah, we just kind of went flip-flop to the first half. Foul.
Salazar, good free throw shooter. First one up and good.
Got it.
And Derek Judy will come back into the game. He will replace Ryan Post. And looks like Ian Holman, you're going to go offensive.
Yeah, he's probably going to put him on the offensive line.
He's going to get blamed.
They're blamed.
We go offense, defense, and
bench.
Yep, big fella staying in there. I thought maybe they'd take him out on defense.
They might, too.
But Coach McClurg probably say, hey, I got a 6-point lead, and he hasn't done anything.
Oh, and he missed the layup,
missed the rebound. Offensive rebound by Ferris. Offensive rebound by Salazar. Up, no good. Over the back.
You got to make that call.
Big fella should have picked up his fifth right there. McClurg's got a smile on his face because he knows that was number 5 right there. He missed the layup.
Come on, Petey.
The lead is 6, 58-52. Canapsky, top of the key, goes over to Peyton Judy. Top of the key goes to foul line to Smith.
Back right back at him.
And offensive rebound. Holman thought about the 3. Canapsky, three ball out of the corner, no good.
Go get it.
Offensive rebound by Heidbrink.
No travel.
And here comes Minson.
Nope.
Indians got 3 shots and can't catch him.
He had a chance there.
Looks like now McClurg says, back it up, let's run some clock here. But that's not Minster's M.O. They will shoot themselves in and out. And
Timeout,
Minster.
That's McClurg on. See what he wants to do here.
3:09 left. 58-52, Minster. We'll take a quick timeout and be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to the Palace, Jeff Hobbs. Harold Feely, we're bringing it to you. It's been a good one. 58-52, 3:09 left here.
Well, we talked about
Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter.
We talked about trying to stay in this thing in the fourth quarter, make it a game, and boy, they've done it. They've done a great job. We just got to get a couple stops here, knock a couple threes in, and
how about a 10-covered held ball? Because the next one goes to the Indians.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Got to double down on right the big now, double, right down, now, double, down, double down, double down, double down. Oh, get that weak stuff out of here, says Clay. Nice. Get on the floor.
Oh,
get
a loose
ball. Get on the floor.
That's a foul.
Just, yeah, he's gone.
That's number five.
That's five on the big fella. And Jared Schulte goes have to the floor, seat. Loose ball, and he dives right into the legs of Clay Smith.
We got to take it to him, man.
That's 16 fouls. It'll be Indian basketball. He'll have the ball. The next one will put him on the Case IH All Brothers free throw. I had to make that call.
Yeah, I had to. Leg. Cut his legs. Actually, the one time he got a foul, it was a hustle foul. He was hustling.
Yeah, he was diving on the ball on the floor.
But his big body
ball.
Ran right into Petey and knocked him over. And that's a no-no.
Now Indian Lane will be open. You got to go to the basket.
Yeah. Yeah, Petey can go to the basket. So can Clay.
Frerichs is 6'6", 6'7", but he's not the body that Jared Schulte is. In comes Justin Nixon. So, again, this is where the Indians need to cash in. 2:54. Lots of time left. Down by 6, 58-52. Judy will bring it in. He'll get it right back from Derek. To Petey, Judy.
Hi, Petey.
Yep. We'll see if they stay in the matchup zone. That's what they are. They're staying in the matchup zone. Oh, boy, good screen there. Flare screen.
That was a good screen. He had him.
And Kanapke, three on the way. Bang! He got it.
Big.
Nice step play by Bayshore, and he'll call timeout.
Timeout.
I like it. Little set play, and McClurg says it was a moving screen, but it was a flare screen.
He's looking for some help.
Kanapke knocks it in. Here we go. 58-55. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Helene's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Mary Helene's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game.
All right, we'll finish that commercial on the next one. Thanks to Performance Physical Therapy. Here comes Mr. Wildcats. Kettner picks up his dribble out by half court.
You had him, man.
Out he goes to height break again. Petey's got a good job. Petey, that size has bothered Kettner a little bit here in the second half. You just can't get him an open three. Kettner coming to the top. Show a hand. Get up. That's a three by Kettner on the way. No good.
Board.
Rebound. Go get it. We get it.
There you go. Okay, get out of it.
Here comes Derek Judy on the run. He finds Petey Judy. Thought about the three, and now they'll set it up.
Set it up here. We're all right.
Let's run something here. Mike Bayshore down the corner. Judy all the way. Oh. Got it. Oh, boy.
Oh, on
did he call it on the first move, or did he call it on the...
I don't know. It was on the first move. It was late.
Derek Judy gets called for a turnover. And wow, he didn't have a chance to tie it right there.
They did.
Full foul here. Got 2 minutes left. Lots of time. Only down time. One possession.
Absolutely.
55.
Let's play good D here. See if they throw one up.
And foul, P. Don't get. Kettner trying to draw the foul.
Yeah, he's begging for a foul. He just got to play D. He's got to get up on him.
Kettner, he's had a big night. 16 at 14 the first half. That's about a 5 seconds.
Just put a clock.
Pick it up.
Throw it away.
Salazar back outside the height ring. This is a guy who'll just fire one.
Day. Look, now you got almost. Who would you want to foul here?
You got to foul Justin Nixon.
Oh.
Going body up. Oh, boy.
Nice play by Frerichs.
Sure was. Up and under with the left hand to finish. Big play. Down it comes. Here comes Judy in a hurry. Go right at him, Petey. He can't get. Oh, step back three, Petey. Judy.
No.
Good.
Rebound. Clay
Smith. And Frerichs comes down with a defensive rebound.
I'm not too sure you don't foul Frerichs there, too.
Now you don't foul this guy. Kettner's got the ball. He's still got time.
That was a pretty good deal.
I thought he walked there almost. Now it goes up to Heitbrink. And it's going to call a foul. So.
Yeah, you got to do something.
You don't want to let him run too much time off. Extend this game.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you're in that double bonus now. So Heitbrink's going to have two free throws. And he's got 17 points on the night. Check that. He's got 13.
13 on the nine.
Free throw. Now he's got 14. Ian Holman will come in. Offensive, defensive, substitution. He'll come in for Blaine. Still plenty of time. We used to play lots of games in practice. You got to put a minute on the board down six. You're still in good shape.
What you can do.
You got to get, you get, but you got to score on the other end. Free throw up and good. So the senior knocks in a pair. Let it roll. Good job by Petey Judy. 105 left. He lets it roll. Now he'll pick it up. Down by seven. One time. Short.
Nice.
Grant Konepke.
Big shot by Grant.
From the top of the keys. Hit two big ones. We'll keep it here this time.
Yeah.
62-58. 58.6 left. Plenty of time. Looks like Kobe Wendell's going to come in for a little defensive pressure.
A little defensive pressure. Absolutely. I'm going to foul. So I think we're going to have to deny him the ball. Don't let Kettner get it.
I would agree. And you know, I would take the foul on either one of your bigs. I mean, you know,
Burks is a pretty good free.
He split a pair on the night. And I think Justin Nixon has also split a pair. So.
Right. You got to put some pressure on them, hopefully. Their guards are pretty good free throw shooters. So.
You got to check in. Number four checks in, and that is Inking back in. He's got four fouls, so they bring him back
they
in.
That's bring him back. In. Probably a good free throw shooter, too, I'm sure.
And Jared Schulze, the big first team all-leaguer, is already fouled out tonight. Got a couple other players of four. Indians in foul trouble. Clay Smith has got three, and it looks like Grant Konepke has four, so Grant's got to be careful. You got to keep him out there. To me, I almost would have subbed Kobe in for Grant.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Say, hey, we got to take a foul. You take the foul
and keep Derek Giddy in.
Because you definitely don't want Grant to foul out here. Nance again hit some big threes here down the stretch. He's got nine. He had more than that because I thought he had three threes.
I did too.
And I know he had a two in the first half as well. So. No, I'm looking at the wrong side. He's got 11. Too many zeros to that.
I know.
We have almost every number. All the same numbers.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Long out of bounds. Burks will bring it in.
You got to get through that. You can't let him have the ball.
Yeah, I think you let him, make him give it up, and then you foul anybody else. I'm fouling anybody else out there other than Kettner.
Yep.
You run an even double, and he gives it.
Now you foul.
I give it here. I don't care. Give it. There you go. Yeah. Petey Judy takes the foul. That's no problem.
I knew you got the line. I got no problem with that either.
Yep. Noah Inkening comes in, the senior, and he's been sitting a lot, so let's hope he can maybe minimum.
Hold here.
Yeah, minimum he splits the pair here. Ian Holman will check back in after the first free throw. 44.8 left.
I thought McClure's looking at me and saying, you better guard this guy this time.
Yeah, no kidding. Two for three is Ian Holman. First free throw up by the senior. Is no good.
There you go.
All right. So you got your split at least. Dallas is asking to miss them both. Why not?
Miss them both. Heck yes.
Got a box out here.
Out, get a rebound. Let's take it down the score.
Plenty of time. Indians trail by four. 44.8 left. The senior lets it go. And he missed them both. And a rebound down to Grant Konepke. Here come the Indians. Judy, he's cut off.
Control here.
Under control. Got plenty of time. Take your time. He didn't still, I think, have two timeouts. That's a block. How do you not call that foul? How do you not call the blocking foul?
First, he's a total body.
Well, he put it down. I think he thought the ball got knocked away from him. So back in comes Kobe Wendell, and that's a big play. Because Indians didn't give up any points.
Could have got a point.
Give him a little time. 32.3 left. You got to keep him from getting the ball. Go ahead and give it. Give it. Give it. He's going to shoot it. Told you.
Oh.
Knew he was going to shoot it. I mean, there's no question. He's taking that ball to rack. I've seen them play before, and he is going to shoot it. No matter what, you know, that's when you turn around.
You might as well foul him out there and say 6 seconds.
26.8, and Heitbrink will go to the free throw line. He's got two.
Boy, we had a nice break there the last one.
He's got 15 points on the night. Let's see if he can split a pair for me. First one up and good.
That's perfect.
Holman back into the ball game for the Indians. 26.8 left. I think Indians have one or two timeouts left. They got one for sure, maybe two. So they'll score and call timeout. Second free throw also good. So senior knocks him in. Here we go.
Peyton Judy, got to go. Got to hurry.
Yep, man three here. Take it to the right. Maybe give man one. That's a foul, no call. Free throw shot up. And Clay Smith, Ferrix has played well. You give him credit. Cody Ferrix has been big inside.
He has been.
Another rebound. Cody Ferrix has 9 points, and he's probably got 10 rebounds.
He's got double-digit rebounds.
Mr. Pamberton.
Yep.
Grant Konepke is going to foul out and get the hug from Mike Basor.
Played well again.
Yes, he did. He sure did. He got 11 points, and he'll leave tonight. Really played well, made some big shots, and going to check in another senior and a guy I like a whole lot, Clayton Pearson. And Clayton didn't get much time tonight, but he's been a guy that's played a lot during the season.
Yeah, good kid.
So again, yeah, that's a good sub to get the senior out there. And Inking will go to the free throw line. First free throw up and good. So again, Minster's going to get out of here with a sectional championship, and the big fellas should be clapping the hardest over there on the bench because he played about 10 minutes tonight and fouled out. And they're going to survive in advance, and second free throw is also good. So 15.4 left, 66-58. If the Indians can at least increase that score and maybe force one more timeout here. We'll see. Shot it by Petey Judy up, no good. Judy got up and he'll take the timeout. So that's okay. I got no problem with it.
Yeah, quick foul. See what happens.
Yeah, we'll take one quick timeout and pay a bill. We'll be back. 66-60 Indians Trail.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoke from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Fowler Mechanical's done their job in the fourth quarter.
They did. They got back in this thing.
They got it to a very close game. It is a press here. And probably foul one more time. Why not? I don't know. He had a good job. He can get a stick. Can they get it? And he will foul. So 6.6 left. I suppose there's been a miracle or two that happened somewhere.
Reggie Miller around somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding.
We could use him.
Noah Inking will go back to the free throw line where he just made a pair. And he's the honorable mention all-league senior and good defensive player. And he hasn't played a ton tonight. Ian Holman will check back in after the first free throw. So 6.6 left. Inning's down by six. First free throw.
Good. That pretty much did it.
Yep. You're down three possessions now, unless something crazy happens.
Yeah.
But I think the Indians are out of timeouts as well, so you can't stop it. So let's see if the Indians can get one more basket and finish this season pretty well. He's missed the free throw. Here comes Clayton Pearson. Let's see if Clayton will take it all the way down. Three ball on the way for Pearson.
Got it.
How that not go in? Clayton Pearson.
Well, here.
He sure was. And that would have just tipped the lead down. Indians got to be proud. Coaches have to be proud of this ball club. Again, you get beat by 30 in the regular season by this club, and you were right there. You played a great first half, and Coach Mike McClurg shaking hands and, again, patting a lot of guys on the back and saying
that he's pretty happy. He got out of here.
Yeah, he did. He got out with his big fella going into foul trouble. So we'll take a timeout. We're back with a postgame show. 67-60. Indians lose, but it's a heartbreaker, and they played very well. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And welcome back to the Miracle Lanes post-game show. Jeff Hobbs, Errol Feely, we brought you a good one. And it was what you asked for, Coach. You asked for be in the fourth quarter and be close.
Yeah,
and bottom line is Indians really played well.
We did. We talked about the first half, how well we played. And actually, second half was pretty darn good, too. We had a slow start there in that third quarter, and that kind of hurt a little bit. They came out to a 5-0 run, I think, Jeff, and put us behind the eight ball a little bit. But what a comeback in the fourth quarter. Fought the whole way.
And that lead swelled to 13. That was the biggest lead of the night. And again, the Indians found a way back to within four. A big possession with a no call that turned out to be a double dribble against the Indians. And,
yeah,
you know, Indians had a couple, here's or there's. I remember maybe down about five. And Derek Jeudy got called for a travel going to the basket.
Absolutely. And you throw in that last-second bomb at the end of the half.
For
sure. Take that away and give us a layup. That's 5 points. And, it's a new ball game.
The old John Madden ifs and buts candy nut. It's Christmas every day.
So,
but bottom line, Coach Bayshore got some great seniors, and I know he's proud that he felt like they had a really good week of practice. We talked to him on Wednesday.
Wednesday
said yesterday was really good in practice.
Yep.
And you saw that. You saw that focus tonight.
Absolutely.
The big fella doesn't play very well for Minster, and they find a way to survive in advance.
And credit, Noah Leonard's gotten his head right out of the gate. And I think, he was out of control the whole game. I don't think he played that way.
Well, and you're proud of your coaching staff, made some adjustments at halftime because Mikey Kettner was killing you in the first half. He had 14. He ends up with 16.
Yeah, so, second half.
Jeudy did a nice job guarding him in the second half. They used that length and size to bother him.
Ryan Post came off the bench, guarded him a little bit too. That was a team effort by him, it was close.
I didn't give Tim too much love, but my future son-in-law, Cody Ferentz. I'm calling him the MVP.
He came up big at the end.
He did.
A couple big rebounds.
Yep. He's down there getting a picture taken with Alexis Hobbs. So he made a couple nice post moves too. None bigger maybe than the up and under move finish with the left hand.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Remember there about a minute left in the game, and again they got some big plays out of Jack Heitbrink, and again the senior that plays a little wild, but he ends up with 17 points, and that played very well. He hits the big three at the end of the half, and bottom line, has made some free throws and down the stretch. 16 for Kettner, 9 for Frerichs. I think the big fella only had 6 points at the end. So, again, if you'd have told Mike McClurg your big fella's going to score 6 and foul out with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter,
probably
would have been a little shaky. Where he would have been and how it would have gone. But, again, congratulations to Mr. Wildcat.
That's
a nice ball club and very well coached, and they played well tonight, and they deserve to move on.
Indians, we're going to miss them 4 seniors. Good ones. I tell you what, we talked about Clayton Pearson. What a great kid. And tonight and this whole season has been a pleasure to watch Blaine Toby play. Blaine, he's such an overachiever.
Terrific role player. He's a guy that you love having out there. He plays defense. He moves the ball. He'll make a layup. He made a little 10-footer there.
Made a little 10-footer. He gave pressure on.
He sure did.
Absolutely. And Noah Leonard, I'm sure it's been a frustrating year for him. He's had some really good games and some games where he hadn't showed up very good, but tonight I thought he came to battle hard with the big fella and got him out of his game, and I give him credit for that.
Well, and Peyton Jeudy again.
And of course,
he's a college basketball player if he wants to be, and that'll be the question. Do I want to go play or do I want to come back and run the farm? But there's Alexis Hobbs. But bottom line, Indians play well tonight, come up on the short end of things. We'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, I think we'll get a chance to talk to Mike Bayshore, and I'm sure he'll be proud of his team. He'll be disappointed because any coach expects to win. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Miracle Lanes post-game show. Indians lose tonight a heartbreaker by 7 to a very good Minster Wildcat club. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Are you looking for
for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. You can call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And welcome back, Jeff Hobbs. Harold Feeley, we brought you a good one. It's an instant classic, so you can listen to it on the playback. It'll be on the archives sooner than later. But, again, this was a good one tonight. The Indians, during the regular season, lose to a very good Mester team by 30 at the Fortside Fieldhouse and don't play very well. And, again, tonight they were in it till the end. They lose 67-60 to a very good Mester club. And, again, big efforts tonight to double-digit scores. You had Clay Smits, he played well. You also had Dave Judy playing well. You also had Grant Kanapke making some big baskets. So, again, you had underclassmen and you had seniors stepping up, and that's what it's all about if you're going to stay in a good sectional final like they did tonight here at the Palace in Coldwater. Again, very proud. I'm sure Mike Bayshore in. I saw you gave some hugs to some of the seniors when they came off the floor for the last time. And I've been in those locker rooms as a coach and as a player, and it's tough taking that jersey off for the last time or, you know, when you coach a guy that you love because you've been around them. You've been in a lot of locked gyms and a lot where there are probably days where I love you and there's days where you hate me. But bottom line is you got great kids and that's what Fort Recovery is all about. And Peyton Judy will lead this program as one of the all-time leading scorers. He's probably, I don't know where that number is, but I'm sure it's probably about in the top 10 somewhere. But looking in, it's classic Fort Recovery, boys and girls. You gotta turn the lights off or nobody goes home. Fort Recovery people love to stick around. They love to see their kids. The kids always come out and talk and haven't seen all the players come out yet, and they're waiting on them. Congratulations again to Mike McClurg and his Mr. Wildcats. They win a sectional championship tonight. They got to cut the nets down, and they're out there talking to their parents, and again, just lots of respect between these two ball clubs and a lot of parents that are friends and a lot of folks that when my son Jackson went through and my daughter Alexis, a lot of those Minster folks that you really like, and now out come the Fort Recovery Indians, and again, going to get a chance to talk to Mike Bayshore in just a minute. So we'll take a time out. We'll hear from Coach Bayshore. You're listening to the Miracle Lane Post Game Show here on Fort Recovery Radio.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires will have enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking.
You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And welcome back. Jeff Hobbs and Harold Feely. We brought you an instant classic. It was a good one tonight. And that's what the coach wanted in the pregame show, and he got it. Get me to the middle of the fourth quarter in the game and give us a chance to have some fun. And tell you what, joined now by head coach Mike Bayshore. And Mike, I know you're proud of your kids. They gave you what you wanted. You were in the game mid-fourth quarter. After we came out of the locker room, struggled a little bit on the offensive end. But bottom line is, you got to be proud of your kids.
Yeah. You know, I think if you've watched us all year, the thing that's most impressive is we got down 8 to 10 3-4 times and fought back every time. That's not something that we typically did a lot of this year. I mean, I'm not saying this just because we played them, but they might be the best team in this district. You know what I'm saying? They lost in overtime to St. Henry the first time. They've already beat Marion at Marion. You know, with the way they shoot it and the kid inside, if you told me, if they're in Columbus in a couple weeks, that would not surprise me at all. And, I mean, that just goes to show you what we're made of. We didn't always show it all year long, but we went toe-to-toe. Like last year, we went down to the last second with Marion and they won state. And this was an all-out war. I told you before, this is an all-out war. It's just a typical MAC game on a neutral floor.
Yeah, and a really good environment, and that's what you expect. You come to expect. You see that every night at home. The Fortside Fieldhouse is full by halftime of the JV game on most nights. But, again, you got to be really proud of some guys. You had some guys step up. I thought Clay Smith played very well. You asked for that. I thought Grant Kanapke knocked in some big threes, got off to a good start, and then made two big ones late. But let's talk role players first. I tell you what, you know, Lane Toby, all year long, has given you what you ask. He does. He makes layups. He makes the little things happen. He rebounds. He boxes out. He's a 6'3 guy playing against a 6'9 guy. He played well, and also I thought you got some really, even though Noah Leonard's, he comes in and bangs and plays hard, and Fee said before you came on, he's had some ups and downs this year as a senior, and that's what happens sometimes, but again, really came in and played aggressive tonight and got in the head of Jared Schulte.
Yeah, he did. You know, he got one of them fouls definitely for sure with getting in his head, you know, and we did some different things, and it was working for us. I mean, Ian Holman, that's what Ian Holman does. That shot in the corner is Ian Holman's shot.
Sure is.
And that wasn't just something we decided to do in a heat of the moment. We'd worked on that. You know, they played a little bit the other night, those kids did. And so we knew we had that card in our pocket, and he drilled some shots. I mean,
well, the third one was in the bottom. The one from up here hit right off the back iron. When he let it go, I said, that's in too.
You know, and Ryan Post, you know, he made some decent shots too. And then what doesn't get noticed is Ryan Post played some solid defense on that other end. We didn't lose anything with him in there. So it is what it is. I mean, our kids, I'm awful proud of them. I mean, it hasn't been the perfect season by, you could ask all however many thousands of people living for recovery. It's not what anybody expected. It's not whatever, but that was, in a weird sense, that was beautiful tonight. That was kids playing basketball, fighting for one another, not giving up, taking one of the better teams in the state toe-to-toe. You know, when we could have, there was plenty of times we could have gave up, and we didn't. And that's why you coach. You know what I mean? And like you said, our wonderful fans were in it, and when we would make big plays, to hear that crowd just explode, you know, and then the Minster people get mad, and then we would explode, and they would get mad. I mean, that's what this is about. I mean, and then, you know, in the locker room afterwards, it's not happy, but that's what it's about, too. I mean, you've coached plenty of times. It's about your relationships with your kids, and everywhere I've ever been, girls, boys in Greenville, boys in Versailles here, I love being around these young men. They're fantastic. And you hurt for them. I wanted to win, not because I don't need a net. I want those kids to have a net. That would have been something they could have hung their hats on, you know, at the end of this season. It was up and down, a roller coaster. It would have been nice to hang their hat on and then seen how far we could have gone. But at the end. It's not like they earned it too. Minster played well. Kettner is a fantastic ball player. He made some big shots, you know, and they got free a couple times. I mean, but we battled. I mean, 67-60, and three of those because we had to foul. So it was really a 4-point game. You know, I mean, I can't say enough about it.
Well, I know that I saw you give hugs when your seniors went out, and we talked about that before you came on. I've been in that locker room before, taking that jersey off for the last time or giving a guy a hug for the last time, because there's been times where they love you and there's been times where they hate you, and that's just the way it is. But taking that jersey off for the last time is hard to do. But again, you hit it on the head. It sounds like this, Mike. They made memories tonight. They will be talking about this game for 30 years because they'll be friends with some of these guys from Minster for 30 years, and they'll be talking, hey, we had you on the ropes, and we took it to the wire after you beat us by 30 during the regular season. We had you on the ropes, and we had some chances.
Yeah, and I don't ever get a chance to talk about them, but, you know, Coach O did a fantastic job all year with those JV kids. That's why Ryan Post and Ian Holman can come in and do things like that, because they were prepared. You know, they're not JV kids who don't pay attention. Kobe Wendell was asking all week, well, what's Kettner do? What's his favorite move to do? He knew he was going to get a minute or two on, and, you know, Coach Bob has been right there with them. They've had those kids for 2 years. You know, I wouldn't do this job without my varsity assistant. I love him to death. He gets me. He knows when to hand me the clipboard and when to keep it from me so I don't toss it and break it. And that's why we bought a metal one a couple years ago. That thing's still holding up. But I cannot say this enough. Coach Hubbard is an absolute treasure. That man has watched 75, 80 hours of film this week alone. And it was fun because I went home and told my wife this. He rejuvenated me this week because basketball is a long season. It's a grind. And him and we came up with probably 30 different sets in practice in the last 2 days. Like, he'd say something. I'd be like, well, what if we did this off of this? And it's just an absolute joy to have him around. He's up here. Look at that face. How could you not love that face?
Yeah. Well, and we talked about that on the broadcast, Mike. We talked about your coaching staff, and I agree with you 100%. I mean, every one of those guys brings something to the table. Again, Scotty's one of your best friends. He knows you as good as anybody. Again, Coach O's done a great job with the younger kids in this program. Bobby Leverett, same way. Bobby's been around these kids since they've been in diapers, and he's one of the greatest all scorers in the history of the game, so he knows how to get in guys' minds like Petey Judy and Grant Kanapke when things are not going well. And again, what do you say? I told on the broadcast tonight, Hubbard is he's a guru. When he goes out and watches something, you guys, your kids were calling their sets tonight. Now, the only one I'm going to give you a hard time about is the little pick-to-picker at the ball on the baseline out of bounds, because
he had the right set called.
Then. Yeah, he just didn't handle it the first two times. Right,
I'll show you that card.
Oh,
right
no,
here.
And after I knew you had it. Exactly. But after that, they didn't get anything. They could barely get the ball in bounds on the baseline.
We did a good job after that. I thought we did a better job rebounding after midway through the first quarter.
Agreed.
We had about 10 things up on that board, and we did 9 of them
very well.
Really well. And the 10th one, it was about a B-. Sometimes it was an A, sometimes it was a C.
Agreed.
We'll average it out.
But bottom line is, again, Coach, we're going to let you get out of here. Congratulations again. Again, as you said, not the season you expected, because I know you. You expect to win them all. And so do Four Recovery people. They expect to win them all. But bottom line is, it ended the way that, again, if you're going to lose, that's the way you want it to end.
Hey, we went down fighting. That's all you can ask. I'm proud of these kids. The community should be awful proud of these kids. You know, they're amazing. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I just love them.
Well, again, I told you a couple years ago when you were talking about taking this job, Four Recovery is a special place. They got special kids and special people. And you've been in the MAC, so you've been in Versailles. It's very similar. People love their kids. Mm-hmm. They'll kick them in the pants just as fast as they'll give them a hug. And that's the kind of person that you are, the kind of coach you are. Again, special place. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks,
and look forward to many more.
Yep, thanks, man.
Mike Bayshore, your head coach, will take a timeout and finish this thing. The Indians lose tonight by 7, but they play their hearts out. You're listening to the Miracle Lanes Postgame Show on Four Recovery Radio.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking.
You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And welcome back to the Miracle Lanes postgame show. Jeff Hobbs, Harold Feely, we brought you a dandy 67-60. Indians fall tonight to a very good Minster Wildcat Club, and Minster will move on to the districts, and they'll have another roundup with the St. Henry Redskins. They beat Ada tonight in the first game, so that'll be a good one, and most likely going to see Marion Local in that other district side, and probably Lima Perry is going to be my bet. So bottom line is that you're going to have three MAC teams in the district, as you usually do. So it's going to be a good one. But, again, now I become a Minster Wildcat fan after tonight. 67-60 is the final. And, again, I want to throw a shout-out to we'll get our sponsors here in just a second. But, again, you heard Mike Bayshore. Again, his thoughts brought to you by Hastings Auto and Harold Feely, the voice of the Indians, runs that business. And Mike got a little choked up, got some tears in the eyes tonight. Again, he, by no means, you heard him say a couple times tonight, hasn't been the perfect season. Again, you know, you'd like to have won 20, but they didn't do that tonight. But, again, they looked like a 20-game winner tonight. They went toe-to-toe with one of the better teams talent-wise in the state of Ohio. And, again, they fall tonight 67-60, but it's a one-possession game down the stretch, and that's what Coach Bayshore wanted to be in. And, again, his kids did a great job. His coaching staff did a fantastic job. And, again, we want to throw our hats off to some of these kids. Again, Blaine Toby, really want to throw a shout out to that young man. Again, self-made player, a guy that really does some good things. And again, the role players. And he came up and gave Neil Spencer, the owner of this radio station, a little high five, a little hug, and said thank you for being here and thank you for what Fort Recovery Radio has done for Fort Recovery Athletics. And also Clay Smith, I call him the big quarterback, the big Ben Roethlisberger lookalike, but he was pretty good on the hardwood tonight. And again, he came up and thanked Neil. And again, that's what Fort Recovery kids do. They're very classy. And again, you get four great seniors that go out tonight, and Coach Bayshore talked about that. And Petey Judy tonight, finishes his career with a double-digit 16-point game tonight, and that senior first-team all-league player, again, had a terrific career. Clayton Pearson didn't have the senior year probably he wanted to. It didn't finish the way he wanted to, but he came in and he had a shot halfway down, and loved me some Clayton Pearson. It's baseball season, so Clayton will be out there probably swinging the bat and for Jerry Kalp here in a couple of days. And again, we mentioned Blaine Toby already. Actually, maybe Clayton runs track, too. Maybe he's track. He's on.
He might be helping us with our radio broadcast.
There you go. So maybe spring, taking spring off. Again, that guy's played a lot of sports in a purple uniform for the last 4 years.
He put out a lot of effort this year, man. He is fun to watch. He is a great kid.
And Blaine Toby also, again, like we said, he's a senior. And then also Noah Leonardson. Again, Noah, the big 6'6" senior. Again, he really got in the head of Jared Schulze tonight. And again, he had a game that he'll remember for a long time. I love that young man. Great family. So those seniors did a terrific job and got some good young players coming back. I mean, the coach mentioned Ian Holman knocked in two big threes and again made this thing interesting down the stretch. So throw a shout out to our sponsors. And again, this place would never be possible. Again, Neil had a great idea a few years ago, and Fort Recovery Radio has been terrific for the town and for the MAC in general. But a lot of great sponsors that make this thing happen. Again, it started tonight with the Wayne Street Market pregame show. As always, Wayne Street Market, again, they're as good as they get when it comes to sponsorship for this radio show. Hall Brothers, again, they always do a good job. Hey, Hastings Auto, Harold and his people, Ford Camp Excavating. We also had Wangler Ace Hardware. Tin Cupboard has jumped in there, and again, that place is great. Also, Fort Recovery Insurance has been a longtime sponsor on the radio station, as well K&L Tractors. Cooper Farms, we talked about them, but what can you say about Cooper Farms? They do so many good things for Fort Recovery and Mercer County in general. Again, Fuller Mechanical, boy, they had a big-time fourth quarter tonight. We asked Chad and Lynn to get it done for us, and tell you what, they almost brought it home tonight. And Jerry Cal put Cal Pharmacy, he's one of our favorites. Performance Physical Therapies jumped in there, and again, they are an outstanding sponsor as well for this radio station. We appreciate them. And again, when you get close to the end, it's always about Miracle Lanes bringing it home for you. And again, Miracle Lanes post-game show, as always tonight. And again, thanks to the boys over there. You can get over there and get that some Friday pizza buffet. I miss that. One of my favorite things about Fort Recovery is those guys at the Miracle Lanes. And again, I know Neil, he would like to throw a shout out and say thank you to all those people that listen, and thanks for the regular folks. Again, get on the archives. This is a good one. It was an instant classic tonight. Again, you can listen to that. I'll probably have that up sometime tomorrow or late this weekend for sure. But, okay, fantastic. And again, Indians loses tonight 67-60. So it's, I always love it, I guess, at this time of year. If you're going to lose, it's baseball season in Fort Recovery Indians, and they got some fantastic track athletes as well. So it's going to be a phenomenal spring in Purpletown. The Indian softball team had a breakout season last year. Expect some big things. I just saw Brenna Holman walk out, and again, she will have her Fort Recovery Indians competing. Jerry Kalb's baseball team always expecting to make a run in the MAC and get to find their way back to Columbus. And again, I know the track team, Greg Lefevre, gave us all the indoor track results, and again, that we're going this weekend, and they get that thing fired up. I tell you what, you're going to have a handful of Indians that are going to be in the state track meet as well this year. So again, for my partner in crime, Harold Feely, the voice of the Indians, it was a good one tonight here at the Palace. The Indians lose it 67-60. Again, their season ends at 12-13. Thank you for joining us tonight, and I'm sure they'll be back. You'll hear a little baseball getting ready this spring, and maybe even a little track. Thanks for listening tonight. Good night, everyone.
To a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indian leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.